27th, 2026.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Trump told embassy staff to evacuate different Middle Eastern countries. This time, they're telling all Americans, get out of Israel and other surrounding areas. I don't think this is a negotiating tactic at this point. I mean, Iran might come running to the table. I don't think they are. I think there's a very good chance the bombardment will start Saturday night here, Sunday morning in the dark over there. If I had to be a predicting man, which I am, I'd give it about a 90% probability that the United States, with this giant arrayed strike force, one of the biggest ever assembled, upwards of 60% of our deployable aircraft and missiles, two aircraft carriers, you name it, the Iranians have got a bunch of Chinese anti-ship missiles that are hypersonic. One of the aircraft carriers is over there in the Arabian Sea by Iran and is in the sights. The Gerald R. Ford, is the largest aircraft carrier, has just arrived today off the coast of Israel in the Mediterranean. That's for missile defense. So if you look at the footage we've got of the Tel Aviv airport and other airports, they're just full of military refueling aircraft. So I think we're about to hit Iran. And as you know, I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but I agree with Eric Prince, who is not a dove, that this is not good. Now, just last year, 8-9 months ago, it was, oh, we got their nuclear facilities. It's a one and done. And I said, you watch. This is just an intelligence gathering operation for a bigger strike in 6 months or a year. I mean, we just call it, folks. I study the military. I have incredible sources. And, of course, even they don't know exactly when it's coming. But my sources in Congress, my sources in the White House, and Benny Johnson has got them up out the ass. And I was just on his show. He's joining us next hour. He said, I mean, they've been told, yeah, we're going in. Now Trump tells them that. He did that like 7-8 times in the month before we did go into Venezuela. And a lot of that is so the other side just gets lackadaisical. And, you know, when the real attack comes, they don't know. And you also get intel, having the aircraft in the air, having the troops in the air, and the enemy sees that. And then I've talked to some of the troops, some of the people involved. You know, they didn't give me any classified information, but they said, no, we were told we were going in each time. And then Trump, last minute, calls them back. And that's not Trump being skittish. That's a really good military tactic. Whether you support this or not, that's what you want to do. Before we invaded Panama, they had more than 20 times that they launched the attack and pulled back. They would even fly in special forces helicopters and things at low level and, you know, throw out flashbangs and things over and over again to just get the Panamanians, where at first they're all on edge, you know, they're all on the balls of their feet, and finally it's like, oh, it's just another, and then when the real thing hits you, you don't know. But I, looking at this, smelling it, and watching the negotiations, I don't think this is a feint. And unless the Iranians come to the table in the next 24 hours, I'd say at about, well, that'll be probably about like 6 o'clock here, p.m., and that'll be like 2 a.m. over there. I think that's when the attack will start. Saturday night here, Sunday morning over there. Or they might hit them. They might hit them Monday morning too, in the dark. But I really think the decision has been made unless Iran comes to the table. And so that's where we are. We'll look at the aftermath or what different scenarios that run from bad to worse out of this. So Israel is really manipulating America, and that's not a good thing.
We're engaged in world-changing information here.
And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
This is the end of the globalists. I mean, they've already been done for a long time, but now they're in absolute being routed. The Clintons, Hillary lied her ass off because they let reporters in the room, but no transcripts were released yet. But she's like, we don't even know him. We have no connections. They just set up our foundation, her and Ghislaine, and we're on plane with them hundreds of times, and Bill's at the island, you know, and you've got victims saying he's there screwing everybody. This is crazy. But the bigger issue is their entire globalist system is falling apart, and there are hundreds of resignations of the head of the WEF, you name it, arrest of the king's brother, the U.S. ambassador from England. It's going down. We got a big story about to break. This hasn't broke yet. Kelly McBreen's in there finishing it up. Listener sent us a tip about it. It's in the files. You thought there was 14.6 terabytes? The Kyle Serafin broke? Thanks to his sources back in March of last year. And then you learned 2 weeks ago, indeed that was it, 14.6. 100 terabytes was hacked out of the FBI, and the hacker stole it and then deleted it. Ha, yeah, right. Wonder who did that. Well, in fact, Kellen, I forgot to tell you this part. I'm sure it's probably in your article. We just talked about it briefly before the show. Let's put out Ghislaine Maxwell's sister for over a decade has run the entire FBI computer system, including national security and the Epstein file. Oh, yeah. Wonder who deleted 100 terabytes. By the way, one person in a lifetime couldn't go through 14.6 terabytes. Now, how the hell did the FBI have 100 terabytes? Because this was the Trilateral Commission, CIA, Mossad, MI6, Nexus, blackmail point. Gun running, drug running, human trafficking, sex slavery, you name it, they got it. Like you see in the old movies, because they really have salesmen that do this. When I was a kid in New York, first time I was in New York, like 6 years old, we go on a road trip up the East Coast, spent a few days in the Big Apple, and I'd seen it in a few movies, and there was a guy with a trench coat in the subway on the train, because you got to have a license to sell some of the train, and he pulls up with his trench coat, and there was cigarettes and bubble gum and Snickers bars and watches and just all this, it all just hanging there. I was like, wow, I've seen that in movies. This is real? Yeah. Look, I'm a shop. That's Epstein. You want a missile? You want an anti-ship missile? You want a baby to kill? You want organs? You want to buy a politician? Look at this. And he had this whole network of people work for him. And you know, sure, I'm the person that's covered this most and broke the most about it, hands down. I'm not bragging. This is true. But I underestimated it. You know, the place I'm always wrong is underestimating. I knew he was on the Trilateral Commission, but I didn't do much research into it. So I didn't imagine he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller, the founder and head of it. And then I went and looked, and that was public information. He's not lying to Steve Bannon in the interview that pieces of it came out a month ago. And then Ghislaine's sisters run the UN and the Davos Group computers and the FBI computers. I mean, all of them. And, of course, they're Israeli spies. Hell, look at Huckabee. He's the Israeli ambassador to the United States. And everybody knows my issue with Israel. I don't expose the communist Chinese and then hate the Chinese people. And I don't expose Israel up our ass and then hate the Jews in general. These are what these governments and powerful groups do. But it's wrong, and I oppose it. So the Nazis don't like me because I don't have a particular hard-on for Jews. I don't blame them for stuff they don't do. I don't go out of my way to find stuff or make it up. And that's why I'm hated by the Nazis and by the major Jewish lobbies that are all behind major lawsuits and everything else. Because, you see, I'm a Christ-like person, not in many ways, but in the way of judging everybody individually, like Martin Luther King said. But nobody has exposed Israel's crimes like I have. Or the Chinese crimes. Or the CIA's crimes. I just, hey, CIA's doing something bad, I cover it. Israel's doing something bad, I cover it. Chi-Com's doing something bad, I cover it. UK doing something bad, EU doing something bad, I just break it down, baby. And the truth is, Israel doesn't have a monopoly on corruption and evil. But boy, are they good at it. And boy, are they energetic. Like flies on you know what. But then you got to understand the different power factions, too. Because Netanyahu goes, we're not running Epstein. That's Ehud Barak. Don't blame us. That's him and that group, which is the Rothschilds that hate Netanyahu. Netanyahu is trying to get us to World War III right now. The bad stuff he does, obvious stand down, October 7th, we cover it. But then I get up here and say, no, these are the two power blocks. You got the Likudnik group, and you got the Rothschild group that doesn't like them. They're in a civil war openly with the Supreme Court and Netanyahu. And when Netanyahu says, no, I'm not involved with Epstein, it's, from what I've seen, true. People are like, oh, you're covering up for Netanyahu. No, I'm not lying. It's like, yeah, Netanyahu robbed these 20 banks, but you're accusing him of knocking off this liquor store. He didn't do that. You see, I just tell the truth. It isn't a defense of Netanyahu. People need to get this straight. When you go with lies about people, just because you've decided they're the bad guy, you discredit yourself. When I make mistakes, which I do sometimes, I come up here and tell you and make a huge thing out of it, not just some little correction. I make a mistake, you get an hour breakdown on it. I harp on it. because I want you to know why I made a mistake, because we can learn from that mistake. Because I'm pretty smart and pretty dialed in, and when I make a mistake, we can learn from it. I'm done talking about that. The point is that we are on the cusp of a major attack on Iran. It's not a bluff by Trump if Iran comes to the table, but they come to the table and then don't agree. They come to the table and then don't agree. I think they've got one more chance, and I would guess they've got until tomorrow afternoon, let's say Eastern time. I'd say they've got till about 5 o'clock Eastern tomorrow if I war game all this. Couple weeks, I'll have like 5 or 6 AT&T notices in my email. You're now under new investigation, national security, blah, blah, blah. They're all going to be asking, how does Jones know this? I can look at all this. It's like I could be blind and hear like a railroad station next to my house and hear, doot, 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 and you know, when the trains are coming. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But we've kind of moved past, it's probably not a good idea to hit Iran, to, okay, what are the ramifications? What is potentially about to happen? Or maybe the Iranians finally come and make a deal. And there's all of the debate, well, do we have a right to do that to them? And Trump said, oh, we've blown up their bases and their nuclear centers, and so we're done. It's all put away. And I told everybody back at the time last year, I said, this is just the beginning, and within 6 months to a year, we'll be at full war with them, because I study this. Oh, shut up, Jones. You were wrong and said this would be a disaster, and it worked out great, and it's all handled. Well, I didn't say it'd be a disaster. I said it was a roll of the dice, but I said it would definitely then lead to a larger confrontation down the road. Because I know the lobbies, and I know the doctrine, and I know what Israel says they want, and what they're pressuring the living snot out of Trump to do. And what the plan has been for decades to take out all of Israel's enemies for a greater Israel project. But as Eric Prince said a month ago, looking at it, it's a probability that we'll get some horrible new Islamic group. They got some even worse than the Shiites in there. They're Shiite groups, but not the current Shiite group. The Council of, 12 or whatever. Or the country can break a bunch of pieces. It's a failed state. So I get callers calling in the airspace saying, hey, we need to stand with the people. The Mullahs are dictators. They're unpopular. Let's do it for the people. But you know Israel doesn't want regime change for the people of Iran. And I guarantee, as Israel says over and over again, no matter who's in power over there, they will install radical Islamists wherever they can. In fact, if Israel has its way, it will end up helping bad guys get in so they have a new enemy again and an excuse to have all the weapons and keep doing all this, just like they created Hamas, just like they put al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. I mean, this is not my first rodeo. And look, let's not just single out Israel. The British wrote the book on creating radical Islamic groups and turning them loose in the Middle East to take over and overthrow all those secular governments, even pro-Western governments, because it's more easy to manage a bunch of Stone Age lunatics. The British Empire has been putting radical Muslims in charge of countries for 128 years over there. Divide and conquer. It's official British policy. And then the U.S. takes over after World War II and does it and overthrows pro-America but Western style governments because they wanted to be sovereign and successful, and they don't want that. Operation Ajax, 53 Iran. The list goes on and on. Israel helping create Hamas in the late 70s, early 80s. Netanyahu doubling their funding. It's the same story over and over again. So the U.S. picked up the British great game. Israel then picked it up. And that's what it is. How do you think the sun never set on the British Empire with a relatively small military? It was anthropology. It was sociology. It was sending in missionaries that were really British intelligence spies to study the tribes and groups, whether it was India, Pakistan, you name it, to then send intelligence reports back, form relationships, and then know how to come in with economic, military aid, you name it, to divide and conquer. There's been thousands of books written on it. It's riveting stuff. I've probably read about 30 on it. It's called The British Empires. Listen to me. Search it. Great game. Great game. You can read Zbigniew Brzezinski's book on it in modern parlance and modern examples in The Grand Chessboard. You can go read the war planners' own books, how they did this, how they did that, what their future plans are. People just ask, how do you know all this? A lot of people that go, he must be one of them. They tell me, yeah, they tell me about it because I can go buy their book at Barnes & Noble. Exactly. That's how I do it. And it's so frustrating. It's like, it's all right there. So, this is a big deal. This is a massive deal. And we'll go back to it coming up. Benny Johnson is joining us to cover that and a whole bunch of other subjects in the next hour. He's at the center of the controversy with Congresswoman Boebert sending him a photo of Hillary in that position. Oh, God, Hillary ran out. How dare you show the queen? I was defaulted in the lawsuits against me. One of the reasons was we tried to depose her because it came out she was behind the lawsuits. And they're like, the queen, you don't subpoena the queen. You're defaulted. You took a photo of the queen. But let's go to this now because this is just an example. The Clintons say, oh, the Republicans are surveilling us with no evidence. Meanwhile, they've been surveilling myself, the Senate, the House, and now it's been brought out. Biden, FBI secretly obtained Cash Patel and Susie Wall's phone records during the campaign, but the New York Times says it's okay. So they're spying on their political opposition. Nixon got removed from office for doing a little bit of that. And then you got Kristi Noem revealing that they found a skiff of Stay Behind Network inside DHS spying on all of them, loading spyware on their phones. That's espionage, but for the Democrats. And they fired them. And Patrick McDavid's like, why didn't you arrest them? Yeah, exactly. Being fired is too good. They need to be put in prison. They'd be losing their freedom. I mean, so let's play her first, and then lawyer Jonathan Turley breaking down who was there at the Hillary deposition yesterday. Then it goes in a little bit of Hillary and her press conference, then we'll come back. Here it is.
Came into this office. It was, Elon and his team were extremely helpful to me. They helped me identify that some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people and that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today.
What happened to the individual that was, had your phone that was being spied on? What happened to those individuals?
Fired. Brought in, polygraphed, fired. Yes, many of them out of that arm of the department that are in charge of security on laptops, phones.
You think that's enough?
We had to sweep my office on a regular basis to make sure that there's not listening devices in it. It was very prevalent. And I think that what happened at this department was individuals, had gotten away with for years spying on people who were politically appointed and trying to stop an administration that was coming in and trying to fix this country and keep us safe.
Bring back in Jonathan Turley here. I want to go back to what the Republicans were saying. It kind of piqued my interest. I wonder if you picked up on it. They're interested in a line of questioning talking about Jeffrey Epstein's ties to the Global Clinton Foundation. What kind of questioning might that be, and what could they glean from that?
Right. This is an area which has a lot of questions that haven't been answered, and I don't think they got any answers yesterday. In fact, Hillary Clinton seemed to sort of throw Bill under the bus and said, go ask him. I was busy at the time. But you know, the key here is that obviously Bill Clinton is not being accused of any crime here. What is sort of the modus operandi of the Clintons is to go into these depositions and to evade direct answers. But they're going to get specific questions about these emails in which Epstein is indicating that he was not only just a great contributor, but helped establish this initiative and helped them, help the Clintons in their efforts. And that was reinforced with the appearance of figures like Maxwell at the wedding of their daughter. So there's going to be a lot of questions along those lines. What was fascinating about the Democratic members is that they objected that they believed that they might have been surveilled or spied upon by this administration. It's highly ironic because the Democrats have defended Jack Smith in recent disclosures that he actually seized the phone records of leading Republicans, including the Speaker of the House of Representatives, figures like Jim Jordan, who was investigating the Justice Department. That was actual surveillance. That was actual investigations targeting members of Congress. So I thought that was an ironic moment.
Professor, talk for a moment about what we know. What we know is that Chelsea Clinton got married in 2010, and Ghislaine Maxwell was there on the aisle. There's a picture of it from the wedding. What we think we know is that Bill Clinton was on the plane at least a dozen times, maybe two dozen. That hasn't been confirmed, but at least a dozen, I think, is safe. He says he never went to the island. There are flight logs that list his name as being one of the passengers who went to the island, but just because your name's listed there doesn't mean that you actually took the flight itself. And that question to Comer a moment ago about what specifically do you want to know from Bill Clinton, he talked about there's a lot of photos. In your research, and there are a lot of photos, the hot tub and the pool, do we know where all those photos were taken? Has that been revealed to us publicly?
No, this is all very murky as to the exact location of those photos. And, you know, it's also murky about the account involving the island. The Republicans are saying they believe that Clinton was on that plane a couple dozen times. They have records showing roughly 17 visits to the White House. That's hardly an arm's length relationship. But there have been a few witnesses that have said they recall Bill Clinton on the island. He denies that. But there's no direct proof along those lines. What the Republicans have is an extensive relationship involving flights, visits to the White House, contributions apparently to Clinton interests like the Global Initiative. That's a lot of contact points. And so Clinton's not going to be able to do what Hillary did and said, well, you know, I had a sort of loose relationship with Maxwell, but I had no interaction with Jeffrey Epstein. That's not going to work here. And so Clinton's going to have to explain that.
Jonathan, Hillary Clinton made this remark yesterday, and I'm wondering if Bill Clinton's going to use this. She said a lot of people didn't know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing at the time that they knew him. Can't he just come here today and just say, I didn't know?
Yeah, it's going to be hard because the relationship with Epstein was so regular. It's hard to believe that Clinton did not pick up his pattern of misconduct. Epstein never made a secret of that. If you went to his home, he had pictures of girls in very revealing circumstances. He really wore this on his sleeve. He was not embarrassed at all by it, and in fact, people seemed to be drawn to him with the same interests. So it's hard to believe that he had all these interactions with Epstein, but Epstein never indicated this interest. His plane was called the Lolita Express for a reason. And so I expect that he's going to deny that. But things like
you have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, his rival was green and good, until the crucible cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Benny Johnson, talking about a dialed-in journalist, talk shows reporter. He's definitely White House insider. He's got huge news on the upcoming Iran war. Can it be stopped? I think this next 48 hours it's going to start unless Iran comes to the table. Benny Johnson coming up in just about 25 minutes. You do not want to miss that here today. Also, Bill Clinton just put out his opening statement to Congress. Again, it's closed door, but they're allowing reporters in, and we have a written statement by Bill Clinton. And it's exactly what you would expect. I did not have sex with that woman. I don't know even who she is. This is ridiculous, okay? I don't even know what cocaine is. I have no idea what you're talking about. Never been to that island. I don't know that guy. That's crazy. Yeah. Bill Clinton just dropped his opening statement to Congress on Epstein. I saw nothing, and I did nothing wrong. These are quotes. I had no idea the crimes Epstein was committing. By the time he was 2008 guilty plea came to light, I had long stopped associating with him. It's not true. They set up the Clinton Foundation. I mean, right after that, she was at the wedding, just like Maxwell. I'm not bound by my oath to speculate or guess 24 years later. Defense Hillary, quote, she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, never visited any of his properties. Like, I did his island, oh, God, oh, boy. Did not nurse. He didn't say that. He did say, she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, never visited any of his properties. His swearing under oath that he knew Zillick and cut ties early, now that's a shocker. So here's the full statement. You mean to read this in Clinton's voice?
President Clinton's opening statement to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Good morning. Welcome to Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, they went to him, just like with Les Wexner.
I'm here today for two reasons. The first is I love my country, and America was built upon the idea that no person is above the law, even presidents, especially presidents.
Yeah, their whole new spin is they want Trump now to be before the committee.
Democracy requires every person to play their part, and I hope that by being here today, we can bring ourselves a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree with one another civilly while my surrogates viciously attack and burn down the country and we try to cut your son's penises off.
Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this.
Democracy requires we put fentanyl on the streets and fluoride in your water. David Rockefeller, I love you.
Sorry. Actually, back to what he said. Democracy requires every... Sorry, back to his voice.
Democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope that shipping drugs into Mean, Arkansas and killing all those kids was a good thing. I don't want to love Satan. Oh, hell, Satan. Sorry.
I'm going to stop now. I'm going to actually read what he said.
Democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope by being here today, we can bring ourselves a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree with one another civilly, where the search for truth and justice outweighs the partisan urge to score points and create a spectacle. I'll do my part, and I hope you'll do yours. Oh, yeah, well, my surrogates burn everything down and literally say white people are evil and America must die. And our emails and WikiLeaks say we were going to create a race war. Oh, we love you. Oh, we're liberal. Oh, God. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women's who lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice, but healing.
Oh, you mean to try to get right in there? Okay. This isn't really funny, but I'm...
Epstein ended years before.
Here we go.
The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women that I was unable to rape, and I'm sorry they were able to escape, but the children I ate were delicious.
Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this.
The second reason I'm here is for the cocaine. I know you guys got a lot of it. I heard Hunter might be here later.
Sorry. This is actually him. Stop it, Jones.
Got a little cocaine booger up there. Tasty one right there. That was good for you. I love David Rockefeller. I love Bill Gates. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy boy. Oh, this is better than a Big Mac. Let me get back to this work I'm doing here real quick. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women whose lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice but healing. They've been waiting for too long for both. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein in thousands of meetings, sorry, through my brief acquaintance where I met him once and shook his hand at a train station, I'm sorry, through my brief acquaintance with the Epsteins ended years before its crimes came to light. And though the Democratic Party fought to cover him up so well, we failed.
No, sorry.
And though I never witnessed during our limited interactions at the secret island or the hundreds of meetings and all over the plains and flying around the world with other known pedophiles with him.
Sorry. I'm just adding the truth here. Back to the real thing.
Through my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions and indication of what was truly going on. I am here to offer what little I know so that it might prevent anything like this from ever happening before. Sure. But before we start, I need a little more cocaine. But before we start, I have to get personal. See, the psycho's telling you, I'm personal, I'm a real person. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. That's right, Hillary never did nothing wrong. I came, I saw, he died. But before we start, I have to get personal with my beard, Hillary. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. Sure, she goes to witches' conferences and guzzles adrenochrome, but that's all right. Sorry. But before we start, I have to get personal. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. I did not have sex with that woman either. Or give missile secrets to China, though I did. All right, I'm stopping now. The real statement's up there. But most of this is real. I'm just making jokes about each piece of it. Or just really filling in the truth. She had nothing to do with Epstein. Nothing. She has no memory or even meeting him. She neither traveled with him nor visited any of his properties. Whether you subpoenaed 10 people or 10,000, including her, was simply not right. Oh, my goodness. Including her was not right. Yeah, you guys never had sex. Webster Hubble had your horse-faced daughter, Mr. Ed 2.0. It's not beard that he's gay. It's a beard that it's like it's a political marriage. We began this hearing with me raising my hand and taking an oath to tell the truth. But everyone has responsibility to be honest with those they represent. I represent Satan, so I'm going to lie to you. Whether you raise your right hand or not, each and every one of us owes nothing less than truth and accuracy to the American people, my sworn enemy, hail Satan. And it just goes on from there. Here's the really good part. Now let me say what you're going to hear from me. First, I had no idea of the crimes Epstein was committing. No matter how many photos you show me, I have two things that at the end of the day matter more than your interrogation of those 20-year-old photos. I know what I saw, and more importantly, what I did see. I know what I did, and more importantly, what I didn't do. And I'm also a known certified congenital liar. I saw nothing. I did nothing wrong. This is unbelievable. Trubba bubba. But even with 2020 hindsight, as someone who grew up in a home with domestic abuse, oh, she's a victim, not only would I not have flown on his plane if I had any link or what he was doing, I would have turned him in myself and led the call for justice for the crimes. Not a sweetheart deal. But even with 2020 hindsight, I saw nothing that ever gave me pause. We are only here because he hid it from everyone so well for so long. And by the time it came to light with his 2008 guilty plea, I had long stopped associating with him. He's going to be caught in the lies. He sent thousands of emails about delivering sex slaves and to all the politicians and people. Yeah, Clinton, no one knew anything. What did McCain's wife say? Oh, we all knew forever he was doing it. You often hear me say that I don't recall. That might be unsatisfying, but I am not going to say something if I'm not sure. This was a long time ago, and I am bound by my oath not to speculate or to guess. This is not merely for my benefit, but because it doesn't help you for me to play detective 24 years later. Since I'm under oath, I will not falsely state that I am looking forward to your questions, but I am ready to answer them to the best of my abilities, consistent with the facts as I know them, the legitimate, logical, and even the outlandish. With that, Mr. Chairman, fire away. And please, do any of you have any cocaine or adrenochrome? Thank you. So there you go. We didn't plan that. They just pulled up that head. Who used to do that? Conan O'Brien? Or they like put the thing on screen? You know, it's not funny. I shouldn't even be laughing about it. I'm just, these people are completely full of crap. At a level never before seen. All right. Benny Johnson's coming up. And we're loaded for bear today. I'm hosting all 4 hours. We got an Epstein survivor who they tried to claim wasn't one. And now all these emails are coming out confirming it. And she's got a bunch of the emails from him that they didn't release. And when we have her on in the 4th hour, we're going to be asking why they didn't release them. So look for that. I'll tell you more later. But let me tell you what else we've got. And again, I'm spending a lot of time on Epstein because it shows how the Trilateral Commission went in and basically took over the WEF, how they set up a private corporate world government to take over, how they're going to control us.
Look at that. Bill Clinton's a rapist, Infowars.com. Have the CIA sue him. Have the DOJ fund those lawsuits through our Bloomberg. Oh, Bloomberg, save me. Oh.
Yeah, well, you're going down the toilet bowl and we're winning more than ever. If you're already listening, what am I talking about? We had a contest. Was it $10,000 for anybody that told Bill Clinton he was a rapist in public to his face? I mean, you're trying to get the Clintons to kill you. We tried hard. Because here's how it worked. My problem is I am fearless. I mean, I don't even think about how dangerous that is. But I'm lucky. They just decided to have the whole corporate media lie about me and attack me. By the way, if you're wondering why for over a month and a half I've had laryngitis, it's gone basically now, but why everybody in the office noses are running. We had like a jungle year of rain and everything's so lush here in Central Texas. It looks like we're in the Amazon or something, the Amazon Basin. But we have these things called juniper trees. They call them cedar trees. Some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But my buddy just sent me a video, I meant to give the crew, of a tree in his yard. And it goes in December and January usually. But this year, it continues on into February. And you shake the tree and all this pollen comes off. And it's the worst pollen because it's a crystal. So even if you're not allergic or an allergist person, it's a toxic chemical from the tree. What's that movie where the trees start killing everybody? And you shake the tree, and it's so windy here, and you just see white clouds of this. So I'm usually hiking all the time. I haven't hiked in over a month, because that's when I got laryngitis. I'm out hiking, and all of a sudden I see a white cloud coming towards me, because the trees like release it. And it's like, we're all like, ah. Even people that don't normally have problems with it, it's, in fact, I got the video right here. Let me send it to you guys. I forgot to send it to you. I want to show people, man. Because, and it's not indigenous to Texas. The Germans and the Poles, they grow like 200 feet tall in Europe. It's from Syria. It's a Syrian juniper. And it is torturing me. That's why I've got to keep pausing here so that I can, sneeze. Here it is. I'm going to send this to you guys. I forgot to send it to you. It's native on my phone. Grab this, and I want to show people this. This is the enemy. Oh, you guys found another shot of somebody else. Look at that. They're running into it with a bulldozer, and it just nerve gasses the guy. And I'm telling you, you'll be driving. You'll just see huge plumes of it everywhere. And I've got the recirculate on my car on, but you still got to get out of the car. And in high wind, that's it. I mean, so that's what's going on with me. And I'm an outdoorsman, so... But I'm telling you, it usually goes for 2 months. It's been going now for almost 3. And if I wasn't bound here because the crew's here, look at this. This is what you see driving around Austin.
if I wasn't, because I like Central Texas, my family's here, I'm getting out of here because I can't handle this. I'm definitely in the future, in December and January, I'm going to be remoting from Hawaii or something because I'm not going to sit here and live through this. I know I'm bitching right now. It's just a side issue. But this is a video my buddy just sent me. We pull it up. Of like yesterday or 2 days ago in his backyard, with your hand you shake the tree, and it just all these crystals fall out, and you look at a Syrian mountain juniper allergen. You can type it into Google. It's like this horrible razor sharp crystal. It's a toxic chemical crystal, and the trees are just chemical gassing everyone. And you know normally you got to live some more years to get an allergy. But see, this transcends an allergen. It's actually a toxic chemical. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. My video doesn't matter. The crew was able to find videos of it. It's just you've got to experience it for yourself. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it. One cannot be told about being hit in the face by this stuff. Your eyes burn. Your nose starts running like a faucet. I mean, I just... I'm for genocide of mountain junipers. I'm serious. We need to have a bounty on them. They take three times more money than the oak trees. They kill all the other trees. Look at that. I'm going to tell you, you could torture somebody with it. I mean, you let that hit you in the face. And again, like I said, you'll be walking along. Here comes a white cloud. It's like Casper the Ghost or something. Covers your car. I asked him, I said, why is that tree still alive? Kill it! You know, you've heard of racists. I don't hate people because of what color they are. And I don't hate dogs or cats. I love them. I don't hate whales. I love them. I don't hate even a rattlesnake. It's a cool animal. You know, it says, leave me alone. I hate mountain junipers. I literally am racist against them. I am team humanity. But I hate a lot of things, actually. I hate people that drive slow in the fast lane because they're retarded. And I hate pedophile Satanists. And I hate scam artists that hurt poor people. And I hate bullies. And I hate Syrian mountain junipers. I wish God would send some blight to kill them all. Oh, my God. I literally, when I drive in a car, I look at them and I hate them. I hate them so much. They give you headaches, everything else. This tree is torturing me. I hate it. Let's just talk about the damn tree for a while. Doesn't matter. You cut one down, 10 more come right back up. I like to stick Chucky Schumer's office right under a giant juniper. See how he likes it. Talk about an invasive species. All right, side issue. I'm out of control. Let me tell you what's coming up with Benny Johnson. They're calling it the real Illuminati files. Somebody leaked, and they've confirmed it's real, the entire member and guest list from a year of the Bohemian Grove. And I am quite the expert on the Bohemian Grove. New Illuminati list just dropped. A leaked roster of 2,200 Bohemian Grove members. That's out of the standard. That's not accurate. And I'm not an apologist for Bohemian Grove, but I am an expert on it. So I want to explain. They're like, oh, my God, Clint Eastwood's on here. I'm the only person to ever tell you Clint Eastwood's in there. I saw Clint Eastwood when I was there in 2020. I'm a big fan of Clint Eastwood. And then he was a guest because we had a list of members then, and he was not a member. But yeah, inside the Bohemian Grove's alleged member list is an elite frat shadow roster. But Kid Rock talked about it to Joe Rogan. He got invited as a guest, and they want you to play a few songs for him in the little camps they've got. And what I'm telling you is 95% of it is just music and getting drunk. But it's a gateway into the occult. The people that run it are into the occult, and they do a few occult rituals there. And a lot of the members take it serious. Others, you don't understand it. But Kid Rock said it got weird. He told them half off. So, and a lot of policy gets set in there, and that's come out. So And you see David Gergen famously flip out on me about it. So, yeah, I saw Danny Glover. I don't think Danny Glover's a Satanist. I saw Clint Eastwood. And I'm not usually a fanboy, but I've always been a fan of Clint Eastwood. And I was like, that's Clint Eastwood 15 feet away. But it was getting dark. They were all coming out of the area they were eating in, about to go to the Moloch. And I was like, get the mission. I'm like, that's a senator. And so I was just keeping my head down because other journalists had snuck in. And they always go over and start trying to interview people. And then they get arrested. I was smart enough to not go up and talk to people. So, yeah. It is a cult, but again, when you call them all devil worshipers, the average person that's gone there says, well, how dare you? I just went and played music or went and spoke. No, it's where they recruit people into it, and it is occultic. And we know because the German Chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, wrote a book about it called Men in Power's Political Retrospective. And he said, oh, we have our own druidic rituals in Europe, but my favorite one is Bohemian Grove. And then he even talks about how it's a feeder group for politics, policy. Most people aren't druids like him that go, but he is a druid. By the way, Winston Churchill was a druid. So I'm just explaining. It's like just as you go to a church doesn't mean you're a member. All right? But it is a big deal. We'll be getting to it. And I just remember like, oh, my God, Clint Eastwood eats babies. No. So Ronald Reagan went. Nixon went, called the most goddamn faggy thing you've ever seen. Excuse my taking the Lord's name in vain, but I'm just quoting what he said. Send them Nixon tapes. You want to hear it? Cue that up. All right. We're going to go to break. I need your support. We're changing the world together. Plus, these products are incredible. We have a buy one, get one free that ends midnight Monday, March 2nd. The strongest, highest quality creatine we have is a private label of a top brand. So good for your brain, not just your muscles, so good for your whole body. Got all these studies about it. Creatine shows potential boost cognition, Alzheimer's patients. HHS study. Cognition, function, healthy individuals, boost the brain. Get our high-quality creatine at a great price and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies or Shilajit, both super nutrient complexes, both incredible things they do for you. Take an hour to get into it. Free. Get high-quality staple creatine at a great price and get a free bottle, big old bottle of our pineapple-flavored Shilajit gummies. Stamina, libido, energy, total health. It's next level. Irish Sea Moss super nutrient complex. Incredible. TheAlexShowStore.com. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at TheAlexShowStore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, Mr. Gergen, can we talk to you for a second?
Where are you from?
I'm Alex Jones. I have a TV show in Austin. I make documentaries. Just a few questions about the convention.
Is there a camera? Or are you?
Yeah, right there. Just about. Yeah, but I just want to get your permission first. Here.
Okay. Just look like I've got.
No, I understand. Just about a minute or two.
Okay, great.
We're talking to David Gergen, and he has advised several presidents and, of course, has written quite a few books and is a, I would call you a political pundit or researcher.
Commentary at Over the Hill, whatever.
Okay. How long you been in New York?
About 4 hours.
What do you think of this circus?
Well, I haven't seen all the protests yet, but I've never seen as much security for a convention as we have here. And it's, you know, the city's almost closed down. I think it's remarkable. I think it's an unfortunate turn for politics that we have to have this many police around.
There's been a lot of news articles and reports saying that there's a heightened risk of terror attacks. Do you think there's a chance of that? Or comments about
that? Well, listen, they just arrested, I think, or broken up some plot allegedly to somebody wanted to blow up subways. Yeah, I think it's very real danger. And you've got Madison Square Garden is sitting right, you know, basically on top of a train station, and Boston Convention was right on top of a train station. Yeah, I just have to remember that trains are very accessible, vulnerable, and that's what happened in Spain. They went after trains and they blew some trains up, and it wasn't very expensive. So I think there's that danger, but I think the police are on top of it. They're treating this as a special security event, which means there's not only the obvious police around, but believe me, there's a lot of private stuff going on here.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you. Oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered, them by saying, "Hey, I don't run around in the woods naked." What did that mean? Here is the before mentioned Washington Times article where he said, "I didn't run around naked like they do."
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
For 3 hours of Bohemia, we thank thee for thy adjuration.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
You took an. I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But we have public officials.
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just walked in.
I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
I know, I appreciate
you. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
You ever been in the ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh,
that's right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do. You're free American, like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, "Oh, well, you're
in there, Mr. Gergen."
I'm sorry, nobody sets policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously, you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders come out here.
Yeah, that is a three-pointer. Woo! Boy, I hit the hot button. Mr. Gergen, have a wonderful life. Say hi to Moloch for me, Canaanite deity, and I'll see you at Eyes Wide Shut, baby. Bye-bye.
We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I design that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now, to hour number two of this Friday emergency transmission. Trump is reportedly given the green light to strike Iran as early as Sunday. They may negotiate, they may pull back, but I think it's on like Donkey Kong. Plus, Epstein files continue to take down top globalists as the real Illuminati file leaks, exposing a cult Bohemian Grove network. We're into hour number two with the heavy hitter, Benny Johnson. Does a great job, breaks so much news. Talk about MVP and the fight to restore the Republic. And I was on his show today, and I appreciate him coming on mine. And I wanted to get him on about Iran, about the Epstein files, about white pill, black pill, red pill. You know, where are we? The Bohemian Grove list coming out. Everybody on there from Clint Eastwood to Clarence Thomas. And I want to be clear, and I said this back at the time, and again, just because you've been a guest or a member, most of it, you know, Kid Rock's been there and talked about it. But it is occultic at the center of it, and it's a recruitment arm. And, you know, you had Nixon went, because you had to do that for politics, and he says it's the most GD faggy thing I've ever seen. And when I was only in there about 5 hours. I got whistled at, my ass pinched, you name it, not by any famous people, but, I mean, the workers there, it was like, well, I've never really been to a gay bar. One time they had a city council forum at one, so I have been in one. And I got approached at the bathroom, at the bar, and all the rest of it. But, I mean, it was like a gay bar experience. Basically. And I couldn't get video of it because my camera was hidden and I had to put 1 hour tapes in it. But Mike Hansen saw it too. They had like 100-something little camps of 2,700-acre Redwood Grove. And I mean, there was like pictures of Henry Kissinger in drag bending over like he was a woman in panties, simulating sticking his fingers in his rectum. I mean, I'm not trying to be gross, folks. You want to know what I saw? That's what I saw. And I didn't get all of it on tape because I had a little hidden camera, and back then it was tapes. So I go in with an hour, get questioned by Secret Service. They believe me. I hide under a deck with centipedes on me and stuff. And then I reload a new tape, get out, start going. And then I was going to run out, so I stopped it. And then I went into a few clubhouses trying to hide out and saw this weird stuff everywhere and devil paintings and everything. And then I hit again, and then, you know, then it starts getting dark, and I go out and get the ceremony on tape. And literally, as the ceremony ends, because I didn't know until I got snuck out and got to my hotel miles away, that I got it out, and it like literally ends right as the ceremony ends, the tape ran out. So God had his hand on that. I'm kind of reminiscing here. Let's go to Benny Johnson. Benny, I mean, vindication for you, myself, everybody else. It's all coming out. The Trilateral Commission really running the WEF as a world government. The head of it resigning. Secret CIA airports, human trafficking, cannibalism, devil worship. I mean, end of days type stuff. Dogs and cats living together, to quote Ghostbusters. I mean, this is just, I heard you on your show before I came on. I totally agree with you. We were talking to Viva Free. People that are black-pilled are idiots. We're getting more movement exposing tyranny in a week than we used to get in a year. We're getting mad because we're learning how bad it is, but This is a spectacular extravaganza of the New World Order burning down. Do you agree with me?
Yes. So this is also a fascinating tactic, the aliens tactic, and it's something that I wanted to cover with you, and I didn't get a chance really to discuss it and describe it on our program. But it does seem like right when we are learning so much, Alex, about the Bohemian Grove list, they're just kind of like throwing things at the wall now. It is like a firehouse sale. It's like the Walmart's going out of business, and they're like, come in and take all the lawn chairs, take all the grills, everything's half off, everything's 79% off. We're just get rid of it. Just get it all out there. And you should appreciate that. Now, I realize there's obviously some people that are, you know, there's obviously plenty of people that are trying to, within the DOJ, that are trying to hold back evidence. Within the FBI, that are trying to hold back evidence. There's plenty of burn bags. It's such a great question about the Epstein list. Like, what we're getting right now is been reduced for decades of these people being in charge, and they've had these access, and they've had unfettered access to delete things, to get rid of them, to bury them, to plow them deep into the ocean, well underground. You'll never be able to see the full light of day. We have the video of the police raiding Epstein's island. They have hard drive after hard drive after hard drive that they're taking. We're now finding out that Jeffrey Epstein had so many lockers around the country that he was hiding evidence in and putting video camera systems in. They was trying to hide it from the feds. So I think we've barely scratched the surface, Alex. We've barely seen the very top sheen of the iceberg here with Epstein. And they're throwing their hands up and saying, we give up. Here's the royal family. Here's members of the royal family. Here's the American ambassador to America. The royal ambassador to America from the Kingdom of England, you name it. It's like kind of being served up on a silver platter. And then here's aliens. And that's the one that I can't square. And I'm sure your audience, just like mine, has a very, very strong feeling on this. But it did seem like, and I want to get your instinct on this because you're never wrong about this kind of stuff, Alex. It did seem like it was right on cue. Like as though you ring the bell and it's like, okay, give them the Bohemian Grove list. All right, give them the aliens, give them the war with Iran, and let's kind of get this stuff out. Let's just get everything out of the way. But it's the alien thing that seems so coordinated. And I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I've spoken with a lot of people in Congress, in the SCIFs. Some of these people are some of my best friends, right? Anna Paulina Luna, she like lives down the street from me here in Florida. This has got Nancy Mace, you've got Lauren Boebert, you've got Matt Gaetz. Back when he was in Congress, he saw a lot of this stuff. Tim Burchett. These are dear friends of the show, people that I really respect and really love. And they tell me that it would change our opinion of time and space and our position in the universe as it relates to our Christian God and to our creator if we saw what they saw inside of their classified SCIFs, if we saw what the federal government has on UFO and aliens. So I'm not trying to totally discount it. What I want to know from you, Alex, is as you watch Barack Obama do his whole right on cue.
Oh, yep, there's aliens. And let me tell you where they're not. Let me tell you where they're not being held.
And then he obviously got the call and he had to walk it all back, in an Instagram post. But everyone knows what he was doing. Trump says he shared classified information. He shouldn't have done that. Then Trump says on the plane, well, maybe I could get him out of trouble by just declassifying everything. Is this just like the buffet of the most transparency we've ever seen? Or is this an op to distract us? What exists actually inside of these UFO files? What do you think, Alex?
Well, I could talk for 100 years on what you said. And first I have to say, I don't have all the answers. So I have a wide spectrum analysis of all this. And I can tell you the methodologies of the things these different groups use. I know the different factions. I know what's going on. So let's just say this. No one is more brainwashed than people in U.S. intelligence. There's more disinformation in intelligence briefings and files that presidents are given. Remember Harry Reid famously saying, oh, we'll just give Trump fake briefings. And now we learn John Bolton gave him fake briefings. Okay? So what they're showing, Anna Paulina Luna and Boebert and all of these people in there, is what the intelligence agencies want them to see. With all the AI video and all the stuff they've got, and from all the experts I've talked to, most of what you're seeing in front of Congress is known disinformation operatives in those hearings, in those things, and they're leading everybody away from the fact that most of this is human technology. About 80% is human, according to the people that have been proven and been insiders. But there is a 20% or so that is not of this world. And it's in the Bible. It's in all the other ancient texts. It's in paintings, you know, from the Dark Ages of, you know, flying saucers above Rome, you know, with the portals. I mean, so before humans had this, this was going on. And there's interstellar third dimensional visitors. And Christ said, I have many flocks, not just, you know, here on this world. And you've got the fallen ones that are marooned here on the earth. Okay. I mean, the Bible, if you read the Old Testament, Ezekiel sees giant spinning wheels and a floating platform comes out in the Hebrew and Arabic. It says he has a blue crystal bubble over his head. And he says, take this. And then he takes it and has an hallucination. He gets a mind meld. Same thing happens with John the Revelator on Patmos thousands of years later. The angel says, take this, sweet in the mouth, hurts in the stomach, has a vision. And these are angels, okay? These are God's watchers. And they're described with these big heads and, you know, and the big mother wheel lands and off comes, you know, this floating platform and it's got these angels with, you know, swords of fire, you know, beside it. And then it's just over and over again. The demons are coming down to earth and are in sex with the women. And so God got mad because only Noah's family was pure in their generations, meaning genetically. So he decides to kill everybody because there's been a genetic infestation. And then the preachers go, the Bible is literal. But then they go, but not this. This is metaphorical. But then you find it in every other ancient culture, the Sumerians, the Babylonians, the Egyptians. They've now calculated. I mean, you've got Egyptian hieroglyphs that are Apache helicopters and Saturn rockets. You've got Aztec stuff that's been in the Madrid Museum for 200 years that is a 747 jet with the engines on it. I mean, you know, so this is all known. This has all been going on. And the bottom line is this. Most of the aliens we are seeing are biological androids, and they basically show up right after Aleister Crowley goes with the 20s or whatever, and gets to the Great Pyramid in the main room and takes a bunch of drugs and does a hallucination. A little gray alien comes and says, we're here. Suddenly it's in Hollywood. It's in the culture. He's out in Hollywood with the precursor of NASA, Jack Parsons. This is all public. And they create the gray alien thing. These things are not seen in all the ancient scripture and stuff. They show up right about that time. But then when you take DMT, you do see those. But they wear little green hats where the elf thing comes from. So, I mean, I go a thousand ways with this, but most of what Congress has been giving us this info, I was told decades, 30 years ago, by really smart insiders that when the globalist program comes out, if they ever get exposed, they'll do a fake alien disclosure. So I don't know how much real stuff Trump's been given. They've been really good at keeping it in the dark about the stay-behind networks from Obama, the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, the billions of bucks of the Defense Authorization Act that Obama signed when he left in 2017. To fight Trump and surveil Trump and, you know, all that. Now Trump's kind of dislodging all that. So Trump didn't even know that the FBI and NSA and CIA were fighting him his first term. So I don't think off that rule Trump has ever broken into the UFO file, because that's kept super ultra secret from the beginning, with Aleister Crowley saying, I was given a mission in the Great Pyramid by this alien to come control all this. I can't make this up. It's reporting what was said. That Hollywood and all this kind of sells us on the UFOs, all this UFO stuff. And from my intel and research and the rest of it, most of that is interdimensional. And interdimensional is separate from third dimensional interstellar travelers. And we now know with the mathematics that multidimensional is true. And so you have Congressman Burchett and all of them being briefed on, no, we and Anna Polkin and Luna, all of them, there are, as I said 30 years ago, it's all now in the news, there's interdimensional visitors. Those are what you call the servants of Satan, the demons. And then you've got the aliens that are just all the other species and things in God's universe that are out there who are in the third dimension right now manifesting instead of in another dimension. Generally, in another dimension means they were in this dimension, and then you transfer in resonance to dark energy or light energy in the dimensions. We seem to think of dimensions as upwards and down, but really it's dark dimension, light dimension, and there's hierarchies in the dark dimension and the light dimension. Kind of Dante saw it, the nine circles of hell. You have the 12 levels of heaven. And so it's a very complex pantheon of systems here, and they're trying to confuse us. But Satan comes through the power of the air that you can't see. Now with spectrometers, they know dark energy, dark matter is about five times stronger than this dimension holding it in. And there's all these wormholes. So they're coming in and out because of the sixth sense that Princeton has confirmed being able to read and monitor in humans. And every other animal has it. That's how ducks fly 3,000 miles or butterflies back to where they were born or weren't even born. They get born in Canada and fly down to the exact place their parents are from in, you know, Mexico or Guatemala. So we're transceivers with electrochemical DNA that are actually picking all of this up, not just third dimensional transmissions, but our DNA expands into the fourth, fifth, sixth dimension. We're picking up interdimensional transmissions of ultra low frequencies, what it's called. And so it's just a very magical thing. And so we're just basically waking up to what we are. Does that make sense?
It does. And it, you know, it seems like the wake up process is something that is being planned. I mean, I don't know. It's going domino after domino. All I do is pattern recognition. I'm just trying to learn, obviously, from the best. Okay. And it's pattern recognition and being able to simply see the nodes and where they're taking you. And the fact that it's all hitting at the exact same time. And lo and behold, Laura Trump comes out. And right when Obama says that, the next day, Alex, not 24 hours has passed. And Laura Trump sits on a podcast and she's lovely. I consider her a friend. I really like Eric and Laura. But Laura Trump sits there on a podcast and sort of unprovoked says, oh yeah, my dad has a speech ready in order to reveal extraterrestrial life to that extent. Which is, of course, what Donald Trump calls
it. And they know Trump's getting ready to do it, so they want to head him off the pass. He was going to do it in July. Word is he's going to move the timeline up because of this. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, that's right. And so I'm trying to piece it all together, right? So it's like I don't pretend to be some learned scholar. I went to community college, but we're just piecing all these pieces of the information war together and saying they're clearly preparing for something. And the last thing to finally click for me. And I just couldn't believe it. I was howling with laughter when I saw it. I saw an ad on Netflix. It was in the year 2022 and it was an ad for an Adam Driver movie and it was about a train derailment in rural Ohio. It was a next Netflix special about this train derailment causing great economic and chemical catastrophe. And they used it for political gain and they were able to like poison an entire town. This was the Netflix show and I thought, who the hell would watch that? It looks boring as hell. It was kind of silly. And then lo and behold, East Palestine pops off. It's the same, exact same plot in real life. And that was my first sort of experience in this career with predictive programming. Well, now fast forward to that and I'm like, wow, that's really real. And fast forward to now my own personal exploration, I see Disclosure Day from Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg doesn't come out to make many movies. He doesn't like making movies anymore. He's a billionaire. He doesn't got to make movies. He's got everything. He's getting up there. And now he's making
part of the deep state propaganda arm.
He's making Disclosure Day. And it's all about like the aliens are going to reveal themselves. They're going to use humans and they're going to use animals. And they're going to reveal themselves. I was like, well, I mean, geez, man, that's like straight out of that's a script. It's straight out of Central Casting. So I just put them all together. Right. And say, well, the radar's going off. That's all.
Well, I mean, I've said this many times, the media never attacks because they're all obsessed with it. No, it's real, the globalist. I don't know if you've seen my show, I talk about it, but my whole life has just happened, but it's gotten more intense the last few years. I'll be woken up. I'm like, just, I have to get up. I don't have to take a piss or anything. I just wake up in the middle of the night. I'm a good sleeper. And I'll wake up usually out of some incredible dream where I've been given knowledge and told, you know, shown things. And then it's like, pay attention. And go turn your phone on, because I don't keep my, you know, and I go turn the phone on, it's always the exact time I'm told. I'll even verbally say it. And then I'll be saying, now pay attention to what you were just shown. And so a lot of what I know is dreams. And again, however this works, however the angels, the watchers, however they're operating it, they show it to, I get like, this is the way you can understand it. But it's kind of like I'm on a roller coaster. It's like a Buck Rogers, you know, tram or monorail, and I'm going through like 2001 light, and then it goes and it looks like Hawaii, but it's all kind of like the planet they're on in Avatar, where everything's floating and there's these mountains and it's so beautiful. And then I'm there, and it's like Watchers out of Marvel Comics, but you don't really look at them. And then they're like giving you knowledge and telling you this and that. You need to do this stuff. And then they'll tell me something that absolutely then comes true, and I'm able to go on air and tell people, and I'm like, why are you doing this? They go, well, we want people to start understanding this. You're telepathic. Your whole species is, everything is, we're all interconnected, and the creator has, you know, we're here to tell you, you know, in fact, times when I've been down or things that I'm being attacked, that's when this really happens. And the thing in the, cause I mean, I pray that I can do this more. It's probably only happened like, with this ecstasy level, it's beyond ecstasy about 10 times that I can consciously remember. And it's total completion. Like, you wonder, in heaven, how are you going to get bored in infinity? No, you can see any past, any future, any current thing, total free will, but you're just in the presence of God in this completion, and it's just a feeling you never feel as a human in the third dimension. It is just completion, beyond satisfaction, but you also get, but that's God's mind, that then you're given this total completion in God's presence. You're not God, but you're in God's presence now, part of God. That then, though, you're going to be sent back in to farm in the other dimensions, other free will and other amazing creatures to then bring them into this. And it's God is terraforming souls, creating free will, watching all the stuff we create, and then watching what we do. It's just, we're God's children. It's fabulous. It's amazing.
It is, and it's such a calming thing to be able to retreat to that if you are, in fact, a Christian. And if anybody in your audience is watching and wants to understand the true mysteries of the universe, you should give your life to Christ. It actually gives you great calm in these moments to know that there is a creator that is all-powerful. And
oh, yeah, some would say that was New Agey. This is 100% Jesus, the angels. It's Jesus, it's God. It's like, no, it 100%. Right.
Because that's what I think, you know, and I get this pushback often from the audience, you know, Alex, which is, there's one train of thought that is like, no, everything that's alien is made up because, you know, God wouldn't, you know, Eric Metaxas has this train of thought where there is no such thing as aliens because God wouldn't, you know, make mistakes on other planets or what, you know, whatever. They'd, you know, God wouldn't keep that from us. And I'm like, dude, every time they send a submarine down to the bottom of the ocean, they come up with something that is more wild than anything in any sci-fi movie, any rubberized or CGI prop in any movie.
And I was about to say, look at God and all the wild, cool stuff God makes. Yeah. Look at all these creatures. Dude. Like,
yes, it's been on this planet for the entire, probably it's been on this planet longer than any of us. And it's like, these things exist and we find one every day, Alex. We find some new space alien every day that is living with us, you know, at the bottom of the ocean or in a rainforest somewhere. And so to sort of put a box.
By the way, I was thinking exactly that when you said it, because we're simpatico. It's Holy Spirit, and hold my beer. AI and all these new systems and these new synthetic nanotechs that reproduce and have intelligence. That's a new life. We're making aliens here on Earth. Alien just means never before on this Earth. We're making aliens in laboratories.
I mean, a lot of people would ask, is that the advent of the Antichrist, right?
Well, remember the movie, cheesy 90s movie, but it's an excellent plot, where they have the radio telescope and they get sent a DNA sequencing. So they put in an egg, implant it in a woman, and then it looks like a human, it's really an alien here to take over, but they send back this DNA sequence. And so, you know, that's an alien we built on Earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, is it Contact? I don't remember.
It was Species. Yeah.
Species, okay.
But think about it. That's what Satan does, is he, through the inner time-space dimensional system, we're transceivers, he gives us bad plans. So we're building Satan's escape ship here. He is marooned here, okay? And he's our tester. So God set this up perfectly. So he needs us. We're made in the image of God. We're the real engineers. Satan needs us to build his escape ship. We'll be right back with Benny Johnson. Stay with us.
High news. Black dollar rolling.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexshowstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I design that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This guy has been really effective for many years, but now his sources in the White House, he's got reporters, you know, inside and Congress people giving him feeds inside the deposition of Bill Clinton right now. This is a huge Clinton saying he didn't talk to Epstein after 2008. We know that's not true. So this is getting wild. We had Bill Clinton's statement last hour I read, but Benny knows what he's actually talking about in there right now. Let's get into what you're being told, Benny Johnson.
Sure. Hey, thank you, Alex. Glad to be back. So yesterday we broke the news. It wasn't huge news. It was just a photograph of Hillary Clinton inside of this deposition. It was sent to me by Lauren Boebert. I told everyone that Lauren Boebert, she's a representative from Colorado, and she's great. And she snapped a pic. This was before the testimony started. And she sent it to me and she said, you can put it out there. Have a great time. I know that you talked about it yesterday. Who cares? It's Hillary. She's looking rough. Okay. She ain't looking happy. She's not having a good time, but she lost her mind, stormed out of the deposition because I posted that photo. She sent her little press flacks out, Nick Merrill and this guy who's covered up for Jeffrey Epstein questions to Bill Clinton before Bill Clinton's chief of staff as well. Last name Pena. They sent them out there to attack me. To say, you got to look at Benny Johnson's Twitter feed. How dare he? He posted a photo of Hillary Clinton. This just shows you how on ice they are, how nervous they are, because they know that their lies are not going to hold up the scrutiny.
Well, it's also any excuse for her to cancel it. Did she come back or what happened?
Exactly right. She did come back. She did come back. I pissed off Hillary Clinton today and I'm not suicidal. That's right. I got my food tester. Okay. Ready to go. Make sure we got some home cooking tonight, and that we're in an undisclosed location at a church that the Clintons would never walk into because they'd evaporate. But what I'm saying here is that they're very, very touchy on this. Now, this is a crazy thing, by the way, that they lost their mind on this because they wanted it all to be broadcast live. I think that would have been awesome, and I was for that. I asked James Comer, I pressed James Comer in order to do that. He said this is the standard way that they do this process when they're subpoenaing people and doing depositions. So fine. Whatever. They said, and in fact, this is the way that the subpoenas went for Jack Smith, right, against Donald Trump. They did a private deposition, and then Jack Smith wanted it to be public, so they did it in public. And so I hope that the Clintons end up doing that, in fact. But it's totally contrary to what they wanted. They lost their mind. Hillary Clinton went out and talked about it. She's had her team go out and attack me. It just means that they're very, very sensitive to these photos. Now, apparently Hillary Clinton threw her husband under the bus. According to Nancy Mace, she had a meltdown. And according to Anna Paulina Luna, she had a meltdown. She lost her mind yesterday. Now, the Nick Merrill, Hillary Clinton's flack, told the New York Times when they asked about this, F you, that's what he said. That's an exact quote. Don't like to curse, but that is the language they used. And that means that they're very, very sensitive on this. The lady doth protest too much is my takeaway. Why are you freaking out? And the reason why they're freaking out is there's a multiple sequence of lies that are concussive, conclusive, and that will be proven out in a new information era that we currently have that didn't exist when the Clintons were operating in the White House in the 1990s, of course, when you could get away with the blue stained dress, when you get away with Monica Lewinsky, you could bury that stuff because they controlled the media. They didn't control the media all through the Obama era, but the fractures began to show, and now the system is completely broken and they have no more defenders. And politics is a cruel game where the young eat the old. You already saw a bunch of young Democrats vote to hold the Clintons in contempt. They have no more control over the information. And now the lies are beginning to collapse demonstrably. And I think that what's happening in Congress right now is they're setting perjury traps for the Clintons. It's going to be a lot of perjury traps here. And let's just start with the one obvious lie that Hillary Clinton told yesterday. The obvious lie is that she never met Jeffrey Epstein. Well, Jeffrey Epstein would like a word, Alex. Because from the grave or Tel Aviv or wherever Jeffrey Epstein is right now, hopefully the pit of hell, but nobody knows. Jeffrey Epstein in his emails say often and regularly that he met Hillary Clinton. Jeffrey Epstein in his emails say that he was one of the founding members of the Clinton Foundation, organized the entire structure. He describes what Hillary Clinton looks like up close. Says she's a pretty woman in one of his emails. So I don't know. Might have had early onset glaucoma as well.
Well, either way. By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell was at the Chelsea Clinton's wedding in July of 2010. But the Clintons are saying we never even knew him. We're, quote, not connected to him. It's all over the place. But now she's at the wedding in the front row in 2010, 2 years after Bill Clinton said they broke off contact.
So I'm getting to that. That's exactly perjury. Right. Chelsea Clinton also traveled with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to the King of Monaco's wedding. And so there's no way that Chelsea didn't know who Epstein and there's photos of Ghislaine. Perhaps your producers can find them. There's photos of Ghislaine and Clinton and Epstein and Chelsea Clinton, kind of remarkable, his daughter, the King of Monaco's wedding. I believe this was in,
So why would they lie so transparently?
Well, so this is what I think is particularly fascinating about this. Alex, you know what it's like to be inside of a Secret Service bubble. You will know what it's like to be inside of a federal building or inside of a locked space. I think you were describing earlier in the last segment about talking to Secret Service when you were breaking into Bohemian Grove. When you go into the White House, bro, you are treated like a convict, okay? Like, you're truly, you get a number, you get a stamp, they ask your social security, they ask you invasive questions. It's not like TSA. If you're in the presence of a president, if you're going into the president's private residence and you're going to be in the presence of the president, last time I did this was a Christmas party this year at the White House. We went to a White House Christmas party. Dude, you stand on rubber mats and let German shepherds sniff every square inch of your body. They put you through what is a very, quite frankly, like invasive process.
You get a German shepherd nose rammed in your butt.
Well, you know, it happens, Alex. In order to keep the president safe. The Secret Service has been using these tactics for a very long time. The Secret Service does know who Ghislaine Maxwell was. The idea, the lie that Ghislaine Maxwell could sneak into Chelsea Clinton's wedding within a literal arm's reach of Bill Clinton at all times and Hillary Clinton, of course, who was there also. And Ghislaine Maxwell could sneak in undetected by the Secret Service, that they wouldn't know who's in that guest list, is insane. I mean, it is patently demonstrably.
And the Secret Service delivering Clinton to the airports, private airports, we know this already, and he would then tell them, don't come, but it's on records, we know from them, that they were delivering him all the time to the airplane.
I think what's remarkable about that Chelsea Clinton photo, and there's a lot made to do about it, and I don't want to get into all the names and all the, you know, what was truly happening behind the scenes, because I think people, their eyes glaze over. That's all that's critical about this is that it was after 2008. Because 2008 is when Jeffrey Epstein copped to and admitted under oath and pled guilty to underage sex trafficking, 120 young women, some as young as 14.
And Clinton, in his written statement that I showed last hour, I'll show it to you here, right here.
Yep.
He says he had no contact with 2008. And that Hillary never had any contact. We know that's not true.
But that's insane because you have that photo of Ghislaine Maxwell and Virginia Giuffre, who is on camera giving Bill Clinton a deep tissue massage in a private airport. Virginia Giuffre says that Ghislaine Maxwell was actually the operator. Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, associated and connected deep into Mossad, deep into MI6 through her father, deep into intelligence agencies and operations. Everybody knows who Robert Maxwell was and what his connections were. This is his daughter. All of the victims, all of the young women said that Ghislaine was in charge. Now, what I find fascinating is that these interviews with Steve Bannon, you know, I haven't seen a lot of Jeffrey Epstein talking on camera. This was really new to me. And I watched that full 2.5 hours of Steve Bannon preparing Jeffrey Epstein for an interview. And what my major takeaway here, because I was looking for viral clips, and there aren't that many, actually. And the reason there aren't that many, Alex, is because Jeffrey Epstein's kind of a lunkhead. Like, not particularly smart. He didn't come off as smart. He came off as kind of like a dullard and dumb and like a brute. And like just kind of a dumb guy from Queens that was able to muscle his way or able to unethically get his access to the financial systems of the world. And perhaps he did that through Ghislaine, and that's what the victims say. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that inviting Ghislaine is worse than inviting Jeffrey. Inviting Ghislaine, Ghislaine was the
that's right. Her dad was like the MI6 side.
Well, that's right.
So actually,
Epstein's Pinocchio with the nose that grows, and Ghislaine is the operator who creates him and that keeps him going. And that's what that's what the victims have said. This is what they've said in their sworn testimonies. This is what Virginia Giuffre says, that Jeffrey Epstein's kind of like a dumb animal. And that's what he comes across as, quite frankly, in the only unedited and uncut video that we've seen of him with the Steve Bannon interview. He just doesn't come across as very bright. And maybe that's why he surrounded himself with so many mathematicians and physicists. He was trying to look sort of buy his way into credit.
Sure. Where do you see all this going now? Because I don't see, Levitt says, let's move on. Trump's like, Ludwig, very innocent. I get all the stuff on Republicans has no real meat and potatoes other than some business stuff. And Bannon, you know, obviously Epstein was very powerful, all these connections. Bannon's all over political stuff. I'm not defending, you know, him kind of playing it down, but I get it. He's trying to make a film. The point is we let Democrats make huge deals out of nothing burgers when it's all Democrats and global leftists resigning and all of Trump's enemies that are all over it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't know if Trump was given bad intel. I assume he was. And I think you have the same assumption that perhaps there were people that were either not telling half truths. I mean, I don't too. I just know too much because
White House really loves you and listens to you.
They're my friends.
You're a Boy Scout. What I'm saying, you're smart. They listen to me some too, but I saw like Ben Shapiro the other day, and I want to be enemies with Ben. Alex does nothing but attack Trump. He's an enemy. No, when I see Trump doing something wrong, I try to correct it because we need Trump. It's the opposite. It's very simple. But I'm not in a cult where I let some administration officials that don't know what they're doing or bad steer things. We're populist. We put Trump in. I'm a constituent. I lobby publicly for what I want. That's not trying to get rid of Trump. That's trying to protect Trump.
Yes. Yes, of course. And that's what you would do with your own child. You have a beautiful family, Alex. I have these young kids and they make mistakes all the time. And what does it mean? Well, like not loving them actually is allowing them to continue to touch the flame on the stove or whatever, right? The hot pan.
Or parents. I got great parents, but I've had my parents before when I know a con man's got them in a bad business deal and I go and say, listen, I listen to you, listen to me. And, you're telling your parents don't do this. It's a loving thing to do.
Of course. And you have to do that to your friends. In fact, indifference, hating President Trump would be not speaking out. Disliking President Trump would be not saying anything.
Yeah, what did Napoleon say? He said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake.
That's right. So, like, obviously, we all watch them pick, we watch them select Kamala Harris, right? We watch them shove Joe Biden into the body bag. And I was like, great. Thank you. Not going to stand in the way of that. Where do I donate? how do I keep this going? Kamala Harris says she wants to run again. Great. Please, I beg of you. How do I make the Kamala Harris AOC ticket happen? I just like I'm begging for it. So like you're right. Don't correct your enemy when they're making a mistake. I think that President Trump, it's been like pretty obvious here, and I think some of the UFO stuff stems from it, that he's like learned that it is only his enemies that are going down in flames over all this, just off the top of the dome. But you have
seen him 15 times go, actually, it's great. It's out. I'm exonerated. Yeah, we already studied it. We already know they would have used stuff if it's bad. We already know your MO. I already knew he's not involved in this stuff. Trump is the type that would never have hookers piss on him. He's not into that anyways, but then he's compromised. He's a guy that controls, isn't controlled. So any of this, the idea that he would go with other men and have sex with underage girls, he would do that anyways. He's about being in control. You don't do that. I mean, hey, I don't want to have sex with 14-year-olds anyways, but I sure as hell wouldn't fly to some island and screw 14-year-olds and be somebody's political slave. I mean,
crazy about the photos that you put up is that like, I mean, Bill Clinton must have known he was being photographed. Like, he liked it. He knows the known.
He's been recruited by CIA, David Rockefeller. He's been wallowing and being compromised.
That's exactly right. He's having a great time. And Bill Clinton, in the statement that you said you read earlier, so I don't want to insult your audience by giving them the same information, but Bill Clinton's like, I come from a household of abuse and I would have spoken up. If I had known anything, I would have spoken up. Bro, you're in a hot tub with one of the trafficking victims.
Well, I mean, this is how it works. Look, I used to get invited to be in movies in Hollywood. Didn't go out there much, but I've been to D.C. and everywhere. And political operatives, mainly Democrats,
early on, Alex.
Huh? What?
Famous voice actor. I didn't know that.
but they would, I'd just be sitting there at like some mansion or some fancy 5-star restaurant and I'd say, who are these girls? Oh, they're for you. And every time I looked over, they were all full-grown women, very attractive. And I'd be like, no. But when we got these women, it's day one, even when you're a low-level player that I was back then, they throw the sex operatives. Corporations do, all of it. I mean, they just throw it. It's everywhere. Well, let me ask you, you're kicking. Have you had them throw sex operatives at you yet? Or are they assessed that you would not even buy?
I've known my wife for 20 years, and I've been married for 10 years, my 10-year anniversary. I'm like really, I say this a lot, that I'm really happy that we met, because we met a long time ago, again, 20 years ago, and I'm just really glad that like the universe of online dating, the universe of like photos, and like, so the one of the years right after we met was the Anthony Weiner sexting scandal, and Let's open that one up. Let's open that laptop up, Alex, please. Like, it kind of aligns with the Clintons perfectly. Where the hell is the laptop? Apparently, the Clinton, Anthony Weiner's laptop above is somewhere. Epstein.
But what I'm saying is,
where is that?
Since then, like, I'm not saying you ever, have you had them, you're a prominent guy, have they thrown sex operatives at you yet?
I always, always travel with someone either on my staff, on my team. I'm never alone, right? You lock the hotel. If you're traveling, you lock the hotel door and you stay in there. And that has been the operation for a very, very long time. You know, I learned that from Charlie Kirk.
No, I've never told these stories, but early on, I was going like to 9-11 conferences, and there'd be 2 a.m., bang, 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 open the door, super hot blonde. Hey, let me come in. I learned to barricade the door and not come to the door.
That's exactly right. Because all they need is the photo of you talking to the blonde at the door. Now, I've got to tell you, man, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen members of Congress at these shady hotels. I lived in D.C. for 15 years. You know, and praise God, like, thank God that I think this is how it works because, this is going to get very religious, but I feel like God truly wanted me out of that, like sent pestilence. I can describe probably the strongest act of God in my life, that has ever happened this side of holding my newborn children. Is our exiting from DC almost like the Israelites leaving Egypt. We got the same plagues. It is the same thing that happened to us. I had lived in DC for a long time. I thought I was going to die in DC. I tended to like DC. I liked, you know, sort of the power vectors. Yeah. It's a city with a ton of vices. I was a degenerate. I was an alcoholic. Yes. I was married, but it was like, you know, it was like you live this lifestyle. You're unhealthy. You're fat. You're a slob. There's so many parties, and this is just how they get you, right? So many parties, so much of this stuff. And it was like God made a declaration on my life and sent to unto me the same plagues as Egypt. Suddenly, our entire home was filled with pestilence. Suddenly, there were rats the size of dogs. They were so grotesque they could, like, walk through the traps that I would set for them. There was cockroaches. There were, like, there was vermin. There were dog attacks, so it's to pestilence. God sends murder.
So God drafted you and rose you up.
Well, what I'm saying is that God, look, why not use a playbook that's tried and true? I watched young people, this was during the defund the police movements, get murdered in my front yard. I watched young people get shot. The shootings are still on my Ring cameras. And then fire, you know, God sends fire and pillars of fire, right, to stop the armies. The home that's next to mine is a row house, gets set ablaze in a gangland warfare that took over DC during the BLM protests. And those flames, of course, poured into my home, into my newborn child's nursery. It was God, like, declaration after declaration, the same pestilence that he hit Egypt with, including but not limited to.
No, I agree. This happened to me when I was about 18. God says, you're mine.
Firstborn child.
You're mine.
That's right.
So we have limited time. I wish you could stay longer. But no, it's an incredible story. Please continue. We need to
tell these stories
right in the next hour. But here's the thing. Look at this information. This broke about 30 minutes ago on Infowars.com. Mega bombshell. Hackers wiped 100 terabytes of Epstein file data from FBI New York headquarters during 2023 Super Bowl Sunday under Biden. Of course, the hackers are them, obviously. This is now breaking, documented, the documents that happened. So it's not 14.6 terabytes they had and the Comeys that were running that hiding it. But under the FBI's watch, 100 terabytes disappeared. Infowars.com. What do you make of that, Benny Johnson?
There's clearly so much else out there. And what is really alarming to me, or maybe exciting perhaps, is that, you know, the entire facade has now come crumbling down and no one's in control. There is no more control. And the lies are being exposed. In the memo that was drafted, that was released last 4th of July weekend from the DOJ, it's the unsigned memo. It's still very mysterious. Nobody knows who wrote it exactly. Like, this unsigned memo said there was no blackmail operation, right? And that, like, the compromising footage and stuff, it doesn't include anyone else. Well,
and then Mongino and Patel, who I don't want to bash, pop up on TV, like, during the headlines and say the same thing.
Bill Gates admitting to multiple Russian affairs with young women. Now, I mean, let's just start with, like, first off, Bill Gates has a security clearance, okay? Microsoft is, like, all over the Pentagon and all over every government building. That is, of course, the premier honeypot operation, right? Hot young Russian bridge player or nuclear physicist, this is what Bill Gates admits to. So many of these things just wouldn't be happening. We don't have enough time. We could, like, I'll be in Texas soon. I hope that we can sit down and do a long-form interview, and maybe we can go for 3 hours.
100%.
We don't have enough time to talk about, like, what's in full-scale collapse. I guess, like, if I may, and I know we're up against a hard out, but you talked on my show last time, and a ton of people wanted to know more about it, about the royal family. You know, they're sort of like vampire lineage and how they're untouchable and how they're, you know, all that. And but then we see actually cracks in all of that with Prince Andrew. Maybe, Alex, if, like, just very quickly, like,
I was going to say, call next hour. I know you got to do your own shows. You got all this hot media.
Yeah.
But if you want to do 50 more minutes, we can do it. Benny, if you got to go, you got to go.
What does that mean? I mean, I do have to go. I don't know. It says we potentially have 3 minutes left. I don't know.
I'm saying, let's do 5 minutes the next hour so we finish up.
Okay. Fine. Right, fine.
But listen, fine. I want to go on your show. I did 30 minutes. I'll come on for 2 hours. If you want. You do special. And also, I guess you're going to do CPAC up in Dallas-Fort Worth, right?
Yes.
I haven't gone to CPAC in a while. It's quite a circus. I should come up there. We can just do the show there.
We can do it live on stage.
Yeah, good stuff.
It'll be the last CPAC, but then.
No, I've been at CPAC before. It's quite the circus.
No, I mean, like, it'll be the last. Like, we'll do 3 hours live on stage at CPAC, and, like, you know, they'll... Oh, the building will, you know, vaporize. It'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, look, Prince Andrew is a total piece of crap.
My neighbor told me. My neighbor's like, thanks for, like, well done pissing off Hillary today. Really look forward to the plane crashing into both of our houses.
Yeah. Well, she used to have that power, you know, Arkansas. But that's the thing is, on your show, I described it as the last Japanese guy on an island still shooting at fishing boats had been there 29 years after World War II. So the problem is, even though the globals are being beaten, the stuff they establish, the diseases, the transgenderism, all of it's just going to continue on like wind-up toys. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, again, does the, you know, what does the first arrest of a royal family member mean? Maybe we can do this, you know, in the next 5 minutes, in the next hour.
It means they're cutting loose. Notice it's for spying. And the same thing with the ambassador from England. They're doing it about... He was the head of the trade commission, and the other guy, Mandelson, was involved.
Mendelssohn, yeah.
Mendelssohn. So they're limiting it to that so they can prosecute him and control the investigation and not make it about the pedophilia. Because you know about Jimmy Savile and the king and all that. I mean, it's like bad.
It's awful. I mean, he gave that guy a bunch of awards. He gave that guy a bunch of medals. He's like, that's like.
Yeah, so.
It's really sick.
I mean, the grand champions of using pedophilia for political control is the British. And that's the thing. Trump thinks it'll kill the stock market, kill America, bring out the Epstein stuff. He said that. It's embarrassing. We're like junior league. We're like the minor leagues compared to Europe in this. And I just say let it all out, you know?
Sure. I mean, of course. And I think that even this, I think we've gotten a sanitized version. I think that's quite obvious and true, empirically true. We've gotten a sanitized version and it's already collapsed, I think, in wholesale, like entire empires. It's really been remarkable.
I was about to say, what we've got has been devastating. Imagine the 100 terabytes, they disappeared to the memory hole. Back in 2 minutes, final segment with Benny Johnson, your phone calls and more. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I design that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. Wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
All right, final segment with Benny Johnson. Massive breaking news coming up. I want to talk briefly about the midterms, Trump. Not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Trump's not perfect. His administration is. It's light, night and day compared to Democrats. Look at that State of the Union, not standing for the hockey team or for the dead woman and, you know, or the kid run over by the illegal alien. It was insane. But here's Trump talking about Bill Clinton just about 30 minutes ago and the ongoing deposition.
Today, but no, I'm not happy with the way they
are.
I don't like seeing him deposed, but, you know, they certainly went after me a lot more than that.
I think he goes on to say, I like Bill Clinton. Trump's got to know the optics of that are not good. Why is he being nice to Clinton?
Well, Clinton's being nice to him. This is crazy. This is breaking. I just sent it to you, Alex. Maybe you can forward to your producers. Bill Clinton has officially testified under oath that Donald Trump was not involved with Jeffrey Epstein, had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein. Trump has never said anything to me to assume that he was involved with Epstein. So it's like the two of them, I think. I'm not exactly sure. But Bill Clinton is now. Bill Clinton exonerating Donald Trump is something I wasn't planning on saying here on Jeffrey Epstein. But, of course, the evidence does as well. And so why is Trump saying this about Clinton? I mean, I'm not exactly certain. The truth is that there's only one president that has something. There it is. Yep. There's only one president that has anything to hide when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, and that's Bill Clinton. Again, it would be game over. And I say this as somebody who loves President Trump and has worked really hard to make sure that he got into office and is elected and so on. And very close with his, with many people inside the administration. If Donald Trump, it would be game over if Donald Trump's like in a hot tub with a bunch of trafficking victims. If Donald Trump is getting massages with a bunch of trafficking victims. If Donald Trump has a bunch of trafficking victims on his lap and he has his arms around them and they're scantily clad. They're not wearing bras. It'd be game over if Donald Trump was shoving his face full of cake on the Lolita Express. All of those things are true about Bill Clinton. And we have the photographic evidence. And that's just the, I assume we're getting just the glint of like the top snowflake on the top of the iceberg when it comes to what they actually have. So, you know, I think it's Bill, you know, Bill Clinton is facing potentially like the, you know, is staring down like the destruction of his legacy, whatever is could potentially like exist. He's seeing the royal family, Bill Gates, very powerful people being taken out. And I think this is, I mean, I think it's panic time, truly.
I agree. In that photo you got from Boebert, Hillary does not look like a happy camper.
She doesn't. And she, I mean, again, like, she's having to answer for all of this, and she knows that she's lying. I mean, again, she can't, the Maxwell explanation doesn't make any sense. And then the I never met Jeffrey Epstein comment is, of course, directly countervailed by Jeffrey Epstein's own emails and own testimony.
Well, now it comes out that basically Mossad was running the cameras at his lair in New York, and, you know, then Ghislaine's sisters run the FBI computers nationwide. I mean, this is a major intelligence operation, and the biggest stink is coming out of Israel. It's just a fact. On YouTube, Benny Johnson, be sure and check him out. Everybody knows who he is, doing great work. Thank you so much. And just, I'm going to keep following what you're doing for the best reporting, and come back soon.
Thanks, Alex. See you in Texas.
Yes, sir. See you soon. There goes Benny Johnson. All right. I got this Bohemian Grove list. I've got all this other military news. Iran. I mean, we got a lot coming up. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible highest quality concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Bryant is an on-record Epstein victim, and now they released some emails with her in there, but not the ones she has with Epstein, and this is big, so we're going to exclusively show you these emails that they don't want you to see, the DOJ didn't release, coming up next hour, for part of the hour. We got other big news. Trump just came out on Iran, said sometimes you have to use the military. If Iran doesn't capitulate, I think they're hit by Sunday, we'll see. We have huge developments with Representative Luna, Ludnick, all of it. James O'Keefe information. This is information overload right now. But make no mistake, what's happening is devastating the neoliberal globalist order. The head of the WF just resigned for being caught running a secret world government operation with Epstein. That means Mossad, with MI6 CIA involved, and that whole faction. This is crazy. So here is John Bowles' new report. What is so damn funny, Howard Lutnick? And then that cuts into Trump's statement just minutes ago about Howard Lutnick having to testify to Congress. Here it is.
Howard Lutnick, currently serving as the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce, joined Cantor Fitzgerald in 1983, rising rapidly to become its president and CEO at age 29, establishing himself as a prominent Wall Street figure for over three decades, rebuilding Cantor Fitzgerald after the devastating loss of 658 employees, including his brother, in the September 11th, 2001 attacks, an event he somehow missed.
Jeffrey Epstein was your neighbor. He was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right. So we are in number 11 and he lives in number 9.
The head of Cantor Fitzgerald, Harold Lutnick, just happened to be out of the office that day that the terrorists struck.
When I was talking to Cantor Fitzgerald brokers and bankers in the days leading up to 9/11, they themselves were buying these airline puts. They told me, based on rumors that were coming out of Alex Brown, associated with Buzzy Krongard. So this looks to me as if CIA insiders knew enough about what was going on, but chose to make money rather than blowing the whistle.
He literally watched the plane go into the building, go into the World Trade Center. Amazing story. That alone is an amazing story. He was delayed because his wife insisted that he finally, after years, take his child to school.
Recently, taking the economic wheel on the Trump administration's second term, Lutnick publicly championed and defended the tariffs as essential for national security and economic rebalancing, dismissing concerns about their legality or economic fallout, calling worries about Supreme Court invalidation silly.
In the very unlikely event that you're wrong, what is the contingency plan? You'd have to refund these tariffs? How the hell does that work?
You know, to think about silly things is a waste of time.
The mechanism offered companies an upfront payment of 20 to 30% of the duties paid in exchange for assigning their legal claim to any refund, effectively a litigation finance bet that the tariffs would be ruled unlawful, triggering government repayments of potentially hundreds of billions in collected duties. $175 billion at last count. Many have been quick to debunk the possibility of Lutnick scamming the United States. It is all based on a 2025 Wired magazine article that claimed the firm had already completed a $10 million deal in refund rights, a claim that remains a he said, she said between media reports and company denials. Regardless, Lutnick's myriad of Epstein connections is raining down like meteors from the sky.
We rebuild our house. We move in 2005. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein is arrested in like 08, I think, something like
that. Right. Right.
So knock on the door. His assistant on like a Saturday says, Mr. Epstein, your neighbor would like to invite you over for coffee.
Nick, I think you understand the root of concern here. It's the way you described very emphatically your first encounter with him in his apartment, said you were disgusted, would never have any contact with him again.
My wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again. So I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
Did you, in fact, make the visit to Jeffrey Epstein's private island?
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. To suggest there was anything untoward about that in 2012, I don't recall why we did it.
Lutnick is referencing a supposed innocent trip to Epstein Island, referenced in an Epstein email that reveals creepy details about the ages of the children, a constant red flag in the Epstein emails. This is followed up 3 years later with an invite to Jeffrey Epstein to an intimate event for Hillary Clinton at Cantor Fitzgerald from Lutnick, followed by another email 2 years later thanking Epstein for a donation in honor of Howard Lutnick.
Yeah. That's my story. A one and absolutely done.
This isn't a Trump issue. This is a reminder that the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce works for us. We the people. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Howard Lutnick. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Howard would go in and do whatever he has to say. He's a very innocent guy. He's doing a good job.
Some hard on for Howard Lutnick, but he's an absolute liar. I remember back at 9/11 having Max Keiser on, who's a famous stockbroker, exposing his company for the majority of the put options on the two airlines, American and United. They were unprecedented. And it went back to Buzzy Krongard and the CIA. That was in the news back then. And then his brother and all these people die, and most of his employees. I remember Keiser calling them suicide bankers. Now get Keiser on about this. Because even though the building's burning, they stayed at their desks, some of them making $50 million, you know, $30 million. They stayed at their desks making money while this happened. So Lutnick, just this one day, didn't go to work. Larry Silverstein, who got double insurance set up about a month before, he didn't go to work that day. Very lucky Larry. Very lucky Larry. So it's a big deal. And you just saw Trump. Go ahead and roll it again. Here's Trump. Trump on Howard Lutnick possibly being deposed over Epstein. He's a very innocent guy. Then I have Anna Paulina Luna with a big development. And then I'm going to move into other stories here. But here's Trump.
Howard Lutnick. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Howard would go in and do whatever he has to say. He's a very innocent guy. He's doing a good job.
Here's Anna Paulina Luna drops a bomb in her professional opinion, and she's steadily been investigating all this intensely, based on testimony today that Jeffrey Epstein was running an intelligence gathering operation. I do believe it. It was a honeypot operation. Also names four women, Luna says, engaged in trafficking with Epstein. And when I talked about that a few weeks ago, I said a lot of these women were Stockholm Syndrome. They were victims when they were underage. Some did it as adults, so they weren't victims. They were helping get the kids. And then, oh, the Young Turks and Anna Kasparian. Jones blames the victims. Hey, Anna, back during Pizzagate, you said I was making it up. So now you want a Johnny-come-lately show up and then say I'm attacking victims. No, I'm stating known facts. A bunch of the women admit it. So good job for Representative Luna. And the reason I know she's investigating so hard is I see her all over the news. And I talked to her staff. I talked to her. And she was here for Rogue, and I was out of town. We were supposed to meet, but I forgot I was out of town. But the point is, I'm talking to like 20 congresspeople. I constant text messages. What about this? What about that? I'm just sending them stuff, which shows they're really on it. And Mace is doing a great job, great Republican. I joked to call her Democrat the other day. It was just a joke. People thought I was serious. But that's how the right-wingers are calling her, fake right-wingers. But all these people that have hitched their wagon to covering up Epstein, you know, that say we're traitors for doing it. No, we're keeping our morals. And you notice it just keeps hurting the Democrats the more it comes out. So here's Anna Paulina Luna.
In lines of questioning that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you.
Oh, what does Anna Kasparian say to that? Just go to YouTube and type in Young Turks, Young Turds, young Islamists, young Soros people. No, just type in. It was like a week ago, but just click like this month and say, Alex Jones is now blaming the Epstein victims. No, I showed a woman that worked for them from the time she was 21 to about 30, who now works for Soros. And then she says she was a victim. Though she went and willfully worked for him. That's a fact. That's how this works. But see, oh, the Young Turks, they're now the experts. They're the ones that helped cover it up forever. And now Anna Kasparian. Oh, Alex Jones now blaming the Epstein victims. Yeah, right. I explained it all. Said they were underage when they got involved. They got brainwashed. They're victims. But you still can't believe all their testimony because they're going to have a limited hangout and not go into areas they're not supposed to. They're being handled by the Democrats. And then I said others were full-grown adults and were part of it and should go to prison. And you just heard Anna Paulina Luna, that's in all the secret files, say exactly what I said. But that's the Democrats. How do you spin it? Alex Jones is attacking the victims to cover for Trump. What? All these women say they never saw Trump at the island. The two that worked at Mar-a-Lago seems a total gentleman. I'm not defending Trump. I'm calling balls and strikes. See, I don't come into something political and go, what do I want to believe? I do deep research and have a deep context, and then I tell you what I believe is accurate. And I wish other people's brains worked that way. Anna Kasparian. Now, here's a clip of Anna Paulina Luna in the same press conference, Congresswoman, talking about Bill Clinton being the target of the blackmail. Undoubtedly, doesn't make him, he's a sex predator, but the point is, of course, Clinton's been targeted by the Israelis forever, and if anything, Epstein was that. Mossad ran the security systems that came out 2 days ago at Zorro Ranch, at New York. Ehud Barak had his own section, owned half a floor. Epstein's offices was a Mossad substation, just like Mike Huckabee's house. It's just a fact. I think Huckabee should probably be in jail with Jonathan Pollard. Two peas in a pod. I'm sick of these foreign influence. I don't care if you're a Chinese agent, British agent, corporate agent, WF agent. People think about governments. Let me tell you, BlackRock's doing more than China or even Israel. It's all interconnected. Here's Anna Paulina Luna.
What I will say is it has become very evident, even in the last 24 hours in lines of questioning, that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you know that President Clinton, as of right now, is cooperative and answering all of our questions. And that it leads me to believe that if we can remove the partisan nature of this investigation, we actually might be able to get justice. And so I will be calling on the Oversight Committee to bring in those four individuals that I just listed. We will continue to conduct the investigation and provide updates shortly for all of you. It is in my opinion, I don't think the opinion of the committee, but I do believe that Jeffrey Epstein was targeting many politicians, many influential people, especially in regards to economic policy, etc. And I do believe that it was possible that not just him, but likely Secretary Clinton, as well as a number of other people were targeted due to an intelligence gathering operation. I think the American people will agree with me on that. But again, I don't want to get into too much of the specifics of the deposition, and I will be able to tell you at least once this is over. And we will be also trying to release those recordings from Secretary's deposition yesterday, as well as President Clinton's as soon as possible. Thank you, guys.
Now, it's been on record for 18, 19 years of my government that Epstein had adult women helping run and suppress the girls. Okay? That's why classically you'll have a madam that runs a whorehouse. It's better to have a woman and is a pimp than men. Okay? Now that's a known fact, but Anna Kasparian makes it all about Netanyahu, not the Rothschilds, not Ehud Barak, not the Democrats, because this was a leftist Rothschild operation. Ludnick's involved, clearly. Les Wexner's a Republican. Bill Barr, Herbert Walker Bush. Been telling you that forever. There are old line Republicans involved too, but it's mainly Democrats. I say fry them all. But notice it's always Netanyahu's running this. Well, they know that goes to a dead end. The Rothschilds and Ehud Barak are at war with Netanyahu. Doesn't mean either side's good. I'm telling you the factions, folks, real information. So they're all about, oh, Netanyahu ran all this. Knowing it goes to a dead end, and then saying I'm attacking victims and having cuts where I explain most of them were real victims, but some weren't, to make it look like I'm attacking victims. That's why they're the young turds. And they know we've won the info war now. We found the clips, too, of them 9, 10 years ago when I was exposing Pizzagate and John Podesta and all of it, and Hillary saying, I'm crazy, I'm insane, I'm the worst guy in the world. But now they're the guys who expose it. They're the good people. I'm the Epstein cover-up person. See how that works? Anna Kasparian and your co-host that says if he was dictator of the world, he'd legalize pleasuring animals. He starts literally drooling about pleasuring donkeys or whatever. Freaks. Anna, we want to know about the donkeys. Seriously, though. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here she is.
Alex Jones was on the PBD podcast, and during their conversation, he gave us some insight into Pam Bondi's probably most embarrassing moment during her testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. This was about the Epstein files, the release of the Epstein files. She really didn't want to talk about the Epstein files, and this is what I'm talking about. Take a look.
Trump has been convinced that it will crash the economy if all these bankers and people, if this stuff comes out, and he thinks and justifies the means, it's too dangerous. I'm not defending this. I'm telling you what Trump's been told. And that's why I said he's told it'll crash the stock market. Bondi yesterday, it'll crash the stock market.
The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about.
They know it's a giant mess of BS and crap. And then the women that are the victims and the survivors, almost all of them were, you know, got into it. And that's how it worked. And we're actually madams, you know, out running these operations.
So, in the tail end of that clip, as you just heard, he seems to be doing a little bit of victim blaming here. Seems like he's attacking the survivors. And if you're thinking, nah, come on, Anna, he wouldn't do that. I want to now turn to a longer video where he does exactly that.
The women that they've, you know, settled with and then the victims and all this stuff, almost all of them are the women that ended up working for Epstein for years and years and years.
Recruiting other young girls to come to him. Absolutely. $200, $100.
Absolutely.
You get paid.
Absolutely. Some were bought at age, this is public, at age 9 or 10 from their Eastern European parents, flown here and then worked for him for decades. And so exactly, they're the ones that manage and run the women. And so when you see these women up there, you have to understand that in many cases, you're looking at people that for 5 years, 10 years, worked for Epstein, and were part of it. But see, that's how they stop it. Those women then tell a limited story about what was going on. But then you read the names of some of the women, they're in all the emails preparing the beef jerky. A couple of women in there were actually girlfriends after they were adults and worked for Epstein for over a decade, and it turns out worked for George Soros. So see, I'm not trying to demonize the women. I'm just saying it's what you're seeing is not what you're actually getting here.
So let me get this straight. The 8 and 10 year olds who were bought, purchased from their Eastern European parents and brought here to the United States to be exploited by Epstein and his co-conspirators, they're actually not survivors. They're not victims at all.
Madams. And of course, she edits the clips. But even in my clips, I'm clear that not all of them. I'm saying the ones you're seeing. And many of them didn't get involved till they were adults already. And I name names and show the women and news articles, but she doesn't show you that. She lies by omission. Dirt bag behavior. Oh, Anna Kasparian. You just heard Anna Paulina Luna explain that many of these women came there after they were adults and aided and abetted, and I'm exposing them, not because I'm exposing the whole thing. I'm reporting the facts, Dumbo. But you're not dumb. You know what you're doing. And that's why they want me off air, so they can lie about me, and then no, I can't challenge you. Because when I'm on air, I burn you down. I drink your milkshake. Drainage. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption, the Democratic Party, and all the money they steal, and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan. And you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 Don't forget, just 4 days ago, they declassified, thanks to Tulsi Gabbard. It was already in the National Archives, but no one had published it. That the CIA, starting in 52, followed a directorate from the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, they're taking over U.S. medicine, to poison the food, water, drug supply, vaccine supply, with sterilants and things to brain damage, and finally, slowly kill the public. So, and they have the new attorney, the new Surgeon General nominee up there, and they're demonizing her for saying the flu shot doesn't work, because it doesn't on record. Just go, oh, here's a CIA document about doing it on purpose to kill us. Grow up, people! See, here's why I get pissed. I know smart political operatives when I see them, and the Young Turks are smart. They know what to do to pose as patriots, and then limit it and say Netanyahu runs it all, when Netanyahu is not involved with Epstein. That's the Rothschild Ehud Barak block he's at war with the Supreme Court. I'm not defending him. I'm telling you what the facts are. Netanyahu's got plenty of crimes and bad stuff and is a villain. But the Nazis are attacking because, like, he's covering up. Look, Anna Kasparian's a hero. It's Netanyahu. They know that goes nowhere. It goes right at the top with the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. It's on record the Rothschilds were literally created by the Rothschilds. That's mainly like a congressional testimony in the 1912. Yeah, I've read the congressional record. I've had filmmakers and experts on about the Lindbergh. They kidnapped the baby and killed it because he talked about it. So I know the players, folks. It's like saying, oh, the Crips did this murder. And you go, why are you covering up black crime? Or you know, because you're saying, no, the Bloods did it. And I'm like, no. It'd be like if the KKK blew up a black church and they blamed the Aryan Nations. I'd say, no, it was the KKK. And you go, why are you covering up for the Aryan Nations? I'm not. I'm just telling you who did it. I mean, that's what I do, is I tell you the best information I've got. It's all over the files, all over the court cases. 20 years ago, that they recruited full-grown women to go to recruit kids, and then young girls to recruit even younger kids. And I said in PBD, I said, if you got grabbed when you're 14, brainwashed all this, and then you became a recruiter at Stockholm Syndrome, I believe you're under, you know, psychological mind control. They are victims. But you still got to watch what they say because they're under, you know, control. But I said the adult ones that got recruited, and I showed their names and who they were. Notice Kasparian didn't show that because she knows it's true. It's in the news. They admit it. They got people up mixed in with the real victims up there that are Soros operatives on TV saying they're victims. They're the ones the media goes to with the talking points to control the narrative. But see, I'm giving you sophistication. I'm giving you reality. I'm giving you complex research. It's too easy just to score a point and say Alex Jones is attacking victims to cover for Trump. What does it have to do with Trump that I'm saying a bunch of these so-called victims are controlled? The one we got coming on, Juliet Bryant, has been totally vindicated by the emails they've released, the emails she's got. She's the real deal. Reporting the facts is not bad. And I'm not harping on this because Kasparian's been all over the place, other shows attacking me. Can you believe Alex Jones said 10-year-old girls that were raped were perpetrators? Man, let me tell you something. My lawyers have already seen this. 100% we win a lawsuit on this. But I'm not litigious, and I don't like to go down that road, but we're going to send him a retraction letter in this report I just did. And I just sued, you know, the Democrat Party. I just sued the Sandy Hook Foundations, all, you know, with a serious civil rights lawsuit. Anna Kasparian, if you don't retract what you did, and you keep saying that I say 10-year-old rape victims are perpetrators, I have to sue you, lady. And I'll sue you in a jurisdiction that's fair. And I'll own your ass. Okay? I'm not going to take your crap anymore. And your bestiality-worshipping co-host. By the way, if you think I'm joking, I'm just like drooling talking about having sex with animals. I mean, who are these people, man? Who are these people? Well, speaking of that, I want to thank the listeners for your support so I can, which I did file this huge civil rights lawsuit against Democrats that is so devastating that not one newspaper reported on because it's so documented, so devastated. And I'm the big problem around here. The news is so hot today. I've done 2 hours and 42 minutes. I'll be doing 4 hours. And I did one-minute plug at the end of the first hour. If I plug every hour, we get the funds, we do great. But I've barely been plugging lately because the hotter the news and the bigger the audience, I've just got like too much here. I mean, look at all this. I've probably hit four of my stacks, got like 15 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 stacks. 25 stacks. These are not props. Each one of these is bombshell beyond belief. All I do is research. I went to bed at 11 p.m. last night. I woke up at 2:45. Laser beam researching. Laser beam talking to White House sources, congressional sources. Laser beam talking to Pentagon sources. Laser beam, laser beam, laser beam. And this, the show is kind of the confused byproduct. Because how the hell my brain gets it all, how the hell do I tell you all this? It's bonker town. Anna Paulina, we've found the documents. Many of the women were actually his accomplices. That's not covering up the crimes. Look at Jones covering up for Trump. What does that have to do with Trump? Look, Anna Kasparian, you've always hated me because your bosses hate me. You say George Soros is the most wonderful person on earth. I'm the worst on earth. It's the opposite. So I'm going to tell you, you little smart mouth. If you say one more time, I'm blaming 10-year-old rape victims, I will sue you. If you shut your lying face and stop defaming me and my family and crew, I'm making you a deal right now. I know. You know what? You're not going to. You know what? I'm going to sue you. That's it. I'm going to sue your ass. Fuck you. I'm doing it. And then we'll just trot in all the evidence of this in the Epstein files everywhere, a bunch of these women being accomplices, and then you're going to turn around and accuse me of 10-year-olds being raped, saying I blame them. I didn't say these 10-year-olds. I didn't say what you said, you lying, flying monkey. He's a flying monkey of Hillary Clinton. Hillary flies around on the broom. You got a little Casparian in the sink, like, yeah. And I'm tired of you. But here's the deal. I can only fight as hard as you support me. I won't give up. I won't back down. I won't give in. I can't be bought. I love fighting tyranny. This isn't a burden. I love it. I'm like a racehorse loves to run. I'm like a boxer wants to fight. I'm like a pit bull wants to fight. But I can't do it if you don't back me. And you can't bet on a number, let's use the roulette wheel, and a color that's going to get you bigger payoffs. If you want to take down globalists, if you want to terrorize Satanists, who do they fear? They fear this operation. I'm just a small part of it. But I need money. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have a buy one, get one free super sale. The very best, perfect, you look it up, the best type of creatine. It's not as good for your muscles. It's insanely good for your brain. Look up creatine and the brain. Look what it does for Alzheimer's. You're like, well, I don't have Alzheimer's. Well, that just means how good it is for your brain. Why do maintenance on something, you know, after it's messed up? Do it before. So Ultimate Creatine Powder, and get a free bottle of our Irish Sea Moss Concentrate Gummies or our Shilajit Concentrate Gummies. And folks, Irish Sea Moss doesn't sound sexy either than Shilajit. It is. Look at Irish Sea Moss, look at the Shilajit, then we have the strongest best, and then get ready. A free bottle, $35 value on top of it at thealexjonesstore.com. And until next Wednesday, 25% site-wide off on the apparel. But the world is about taking action. This is not a simulation. I'm not a Netflix show. This ain't entertainment. This isn't a comic book. This is the real world. Because everything I've talked about now is a household name. Because we're over the target. That's why the globalists came after me. You're the variable. I'm firing the bat signal. It's an ongoing war. Get great products that energize your life and keep us on the air. The ball's in your court. Your future's in your hands. Back those that fight hard for you. We're all in this together. Or put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. I mean, it's that simple. If you're not backing people that are having the greatest record fighting the enemy through God, working through you, and who committed to our species and committed justice and truth, then you're on the enemy's team. It's really simple. I want to thank all you that have supported, but I want to tell the tens of millions that tune in every day. I mean, this ain't a comic book. This ain't a game. I'm selling great stuff. I need your support. How can you watch us go through all this? How can you watch us fight? Because you're brought up as spectators. Even though you're awake and know and you care, you still can't like, I can't actually, And that is why we fail. But even a tiny minority of people that are awake supporting has turned the tide. And to those that have supported, you know who you are, from the bottom of my heart, I salute you all. All right. Now, during that Young Turds piece, and I showed you how that's the talking point they all do, how they navigated this to protect, to make sure nobody real, so the Rothschilds and that Israeli arm don't get in trouble. And then, you know, they blame me. Notice they play a clip of Pam Bondi like, hey, I don't want to hear about rape kids. America wants to move on. The stock market's up. That's literally how they live. where the aliens are sitting there announcing the traitor humans in the underground base under, you know, L.A., you are the human power elite. We've increased our profits. Great job. I mean, this is the metaphor for everything we're dealing with. Here it is. Let's play the attorney general, and then let's go into They Live.
The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about.
They know it's a giant mess.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite. You have given us entree to the resources we need in our ongoing quest for multidimensional expansion. And in return, the per capita income of each of you here tonight has grown, in this year alone, by an average 39%. And I have just received word that our forces have won a major victory. The underground terrorist network has been destroyed here on the West Coast. We are off crisis alert. The situation is normal again.
How you doing, boys? I didn't know you'd been recruited. Welcome aboard.
Earth is our stepping stone for a great...
You know, you boys really should have dressed for the party. Now you can afford it. I gotta tell you, I sure am proud to be here. You seen the whole place?
I haven't had a chance to yet.
Come on, I'll show you around. You know, I knew me and you had a lot in common. First time we met.
Money is the nicest thing in life.
Hey, waiter.
The only thing.
Thank you, bud.
Excuse me. Where the hell are we?
Backstage at the show, boys. I'll admit it is a little funky, but it serves its purpose. How'd you get here? Use one of these little portable jobs? I know we ain't supposed to use them except in cases of emergency, but they're so much fun. Now, you think that's something? Take a look at this. Go on, take a closer look.
Attention commuters. Flight Alpha 7 to Andromeda is now ready for boarding. Please step to the transmission platform.
That's where they come from.
All carry-on luggage must be held securely. Thank you for waiting, and we hope you have a pleasant trip.
Exactly, but it has to do with some sort of gravitational lens deal, bending a light or some damn thing. But you can move from place to place, world to world if you want to. You see, the whole thing, it works like one big airport. Boys, let me tell you, they got their act together. Believe you me.
Yeah, and all their globalist projections, even from the 60s, they're supposed to have their world government officially up and in full charge by 2025. They launched the lockdown viral release in 2020. They said they would do that in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and again, Operation Lockstep 2010. Look it up. Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, Bill Gates. In 2030, they hit us with the real virus. Then they start the depopulation wars, claiming that, you know, it's foreign governments doing it, but it's the globalists. And then by 2047, all humans on Earth are dead. Only survivors are cyborgs and the new species. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN, WEF. That is the religion. Ray Kurzweil, you're all dead. I'm dead. 2047. Now, good luck, you arrogant bastards, thinking that we have the intel. You're going to get away with this now. They're shot full of holes. They're burning down, baby. and they just told you in They Live, it's interdimensional and we're being colonized. They Live is not a fictional movie. It is a documentary. But the aliens don't manifest in the third dimension. They do it in our bodies. Demonic influence, demonic obsession, demonic oppression, demonic full possession. The wizards, as you call them, the occultists, they want to control the demons and have them work for them. They always end up getting set up and destroyed in the end, but that's what the globalists are. The most common variety, the Bible talks about it, is unconscious or secret witchcraft. And that's the left in all this. And you go out of these women that are a pro-abortion thing, most of them have never met each other. They're wearing pantsuits. All of a sudden they go, Satan, tell you, Satan, because it's a beam. And I already knew this, but when I was in Seattle about 8, 9 years ago when Trump first got elected, I went out there and did some reports. My wife wanted to see some of her old college friends. And we were walking around and they were attacking us and coming at me to see something. And I hear out of a doorway, Satan will get you. And I'm around the next corner, that's right, I just told you, I'm going to get you. It's like Agent Smith in The Matrix where he's jumping from person to person. And you're just like, and Zimmerman, who's a great Christian and a great guy, he said, I'm going back out after this. He goes, did you see those are demons? I said, yeah, it's real, man. That city is under full control. Feces, needles everywhere. You just demonic power. You know, why do Democrats not fix potholes and feces and dead people, rotting, homeless? That's beautiful to them. They love it. It's like you get a flowers and, you know, put them on the table because they're beautiful. Well, to them, a rotting, dying, homeless person is flowers on the table. A child having their genitals cut off is flowers on the table. To them, it's so beautiful, so liberal. Oh, my God, injecting, you know, billions with poison shots, 35 million dead. I mean, all the diseases, the myocarditis, the cancer, the infertility, so liberal. Because it's God's creation that they're defacing, that they are mutilating, that they are vandalizing. You've got to understand the enemy plan. Because we'd be lucky if it was just interdimensional aliens that wanted to exploit us. No. They know that we are superior. And they have envy, class envy, but we're in a larval stage in the cocoon. But we're not even the cocoon yet. We're the caterpillar. And so if they can get us now, that's when they get their move on us. And the universe is a free will place. And the Satanists always say, if you really talk to a real one, they go, your God's a sadist letting you go through this. You think we're bad, your God lets you go through this. And I go, yeah, and I got a bunch of kids. I had them too. They can end up bad too. They're born. I killed them when I made them, but they're eternal. But they're new when they're created. And I create a new eternity through me. God through me into my children. I am now the instrument with my woman of being the gateway to God to incarnate a new internal spirit. You talk about the temple. Oh, the body is the temple, baby. No, I understand God's plan, and I'm in total alignment with it, Satan. We're right back. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out with our sponsors said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Is joining us here. She's connecting right now. But I wanted to play a few minutes of this great age of the big reveal. James O'Keefe, world exclusive bombshell, senior DOJ Epstein investigator reveals Epstein was CIA confirms rapes occurred while Bill Clinton was on the plane. This is info's come out before, but more has come out now. Here is James O'Keefe, and we'll go to our special guest.
It's not talked about yet, but it's soon come out that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. He's not protecting himself because there's nothing there, but he's protecting a lot of people.
Because Trump's now saying it's a hoax, the case is like a hoax or something like that. You know it's not a hoax. He's been on the plane many times. It's just he was never on the plane with the kids.
I've seen the itineraries, and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an instance where Trump was on a plane with these kids and a rape occurred. But that can't be said for Clinton, and it can't be said for others. But while the Clintons were on the plane, while Bill Clinton was on a plane, there were rapes that occurred.
Overheard at Phoenix Airport on September 8th, 2025, a senior Justice Department investigator who personally worked on the Epstein case tells all. Glenn Prager, who has reviewed Epstein itineraries and has interviewed Epstein's victims, drops a bombshell. He says that the DOJ did not want to go after Epstein because he's a CIA asset. That the evidence from his investigation confirms that Bill Clinton was present for alleged rapes on the Lolita Express, and that President Trump was not present for the rapes that Glenn Prager investigated, but that he is protecting a lot of other people that were.
How about this whole Epstein thing that's like going on?
So I worked on that case. I used to interview all the victims. And my picture was 20 to 30 victims in Palm Beach that I was interviewing and dealing with and stuff like that. And then we go ready to go to trial. And they would flip. Epstein would just pay them off. And they were just like little kids. They'd pay off their family. They're all broke kids and poor families and all. So you pay them off like anywhere from $150,000 to $500,000. Nothing in that guy's world.
Prager there describes how the victims that he interviewed were paid off by Epstein right before going to trial. Prager has worked as an investigator inside the Department of Justice for over 20 years.
According to Prager's LinkedIn About page, it says that during the tenure at DOJ, Prager served as an inspector overseeing sensitive investigations involving major DOJ components, including the FBI, DEA, Bureau of Prisons, U.S. Marshals Service, ATF, and the U.S. Attorney's Offices. This seems to corroborate what Prager told us.
He was tasked with interviewing Epstein's rape victims and investigating flight logs. On his backpack in the airport, we spotted an embroidered FBI patch,
which caught the attention of our citizen journalist.
I'll tell you this, because no, it's not talked about yet, but it soon come out that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA.
Although many have suspected it to be the case, this is the first time a Department of Justice official has confirmed that Epstein worked for the CIA and is a foreign asset.
So DOJ was settling the case, and they were just letting him, you know, do house arrest and do they minimize his arrest. Part of that is because all the victims kept on flipping, and they didn't have anyone to go to trial with. The more importantly part is they didn't want to go after him. He's a, you know, he's an asset for the United States and Israel for the CIA. I just know that's what he was, and that's why he was protected so long for this. And people turn a blind eye about all this garbage that he was doing in the United States. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of secrets. More about Israeli stuff than anything else. I mean, he was doing stuff for Israel and the United States. He was, you know, he's working for both.
Glenn Prager, the Department of Justice investigator on the Epstein case, then talks about whether President Trump was involved. Many are trying to tie Trump to Epstein, but what Glenn Prager says is that Trump wasn't present during the inappropriate sexual behavior that he was investigating. But Prager does say that Bill Clinton...
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Years, Juliette Bryant has exposed Epstein to the network and who she saw and who she saw raping people and all the rest of it. The media tried to say she wasn't even a victim, didn't even know Epstein. That got debunked years ago. Now the DOJ's released emails where indeed she's in there with Epstein. But they didn't release a bunch of emails that she's given to us, you're going to see. And she asked, why are they doing that? So I thought we should hear from her. Also, when I was on with Patrick McDavid 2 weeks ago, I pointed out what I've read in the files, what I've seen for 18 years covering this, that some of the women were girls. They got brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome. It's on record. They testify. They would go out and recruit other girls. And I said, I don't say they're guilty, but they were basically brainwashed and part of it. Some of the women got involved when they were adults and were conspirators. And we've seen some of them going around saying they're victims. I said that. And then leftist talking point heads, many of them, led by Anna Kasparian, said that I was blaming 10-year-old girls who got raped. Said no such thing. So I want to also ask her about that. But overall, the Clintons being deposed, what she makes of that, where she sees this going. I know we talk on the DMs on X. We're both frustrated by some of the stuff of the Trump administration. But overall, this is burning down the establishment. So we'll get her take on this. She's at Juliette Bryant, J-U-L-I-E-T-T-E Bryant, on Instagram at Juliette Bryant. And maybe you should start with this briefly. Most people know who you are, but for those who don't, just an encapsulation, who you are, how you got involved with Epstein, and then I throw out a lot of stuff there. Go wherever you want. And then we have the emails that you've now released. Now the DOJ came out with selective ones about you. Why didn't they release these incriminating ones? More evidence of a DOJ cover up. So, Juliette Bryant, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex, for shedding more light on the truth. You're an amazing man, and thank you for fighting for justice. Because, you know, as we know, these people are lying. And it's, you know, as it's been very frightening speaking out on my own. And I'm just so grateful for all the help that you've given to protect myself and other people. Because as we know, there are a lot of lies going on here. And
I want to thank you. I mean, I got three daughters, 21, 18, and 8. So this concerns me personally.
Yeah, I saw that they threw your name in there also. And it's like, why? Like, did you ever meet Epstein?
No.
You know, sorry, I'm not the interviewer yet, but did you ever meet him?
No.
Yeah, well, there we go. You don't know him, so why the hell is your name being thrown
Well,
in
they him? Didn't point out, I mean, 50, at least 50 emails, him attacking me. Because I'm exposing his pedophilia.
Yeah, well, they're after you because you're fighting for justice, much like me. And thank you for being strong and for fighting. Because, you know, the more of us that stand together, the better. Because, you know, like, they weren't supposed to release victims' emails, yet they chose to release, like, a couple of mine. The ones that were going to try to throw me under the bus. Well, luckily...
Well, notice they redact the perpetrators. They retract the perpetrators saying the sex slaves being delivered, then they leave the victim's name in.
Yeah, exactly. So they retract all the names of the perpetrators and leave the victims' names there and try to throw anyone under the bus who's actually trying to fight to make, you know, to bring justice. And it's despicable. You know, I've had quite a lot of attack, actually. But thank you to people like, amazing people like you and, you know, many others who've actually been helping to fight for justice. Because we've been lied to, guys. We've been very much badly lied to.
And I know the story, you know, but just briefly, how did you get connected to Epstein? How did you run into it?
Well, what happened is I was studying psychology and philosophy at the University of Cape Town. And my whole aim with my life is actually to do charity and help people. I wanted to do art therapy and help kids. But I started doing modeling on the side, you know, in order to sort of, you know, make money, of course. And then, because I was scouted years ago, actually, when I was 14 years old, I was actually scouted by Elite Model Management. Sorry, it's going, but it's all connected, you know, because Jean-Luc
Dumas. No, I understand. The modeling networks are feeder groups into this, many of them.
It's a great way to catch someone, isn't it? But basically, I met Epstein when he was in Cape Town. He was here with Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, and Chris Tucker. They staged a modeling casting, and Bill Clinton witnessed the whole modeling casting. I really thought that all my dreams were going to be coming true. It seemed like such a legitimate opportunity. But of course, as you know, I've said before, I was basically kidnapped to the island. There was never any modeling opportunity. They conned me. You know, and that's why I'm speaking.
By the way, for those who don't know, out of the U.S., Eastern Europe, everywhere, that's how they con beautiful young girls, is through the modeling or through the, I mean, that's even the Sound of Freedom is, you know, based on true story. Your story is documented. This, and now we have all your emails back and forth, but they didn't release the key ones, did they?
Yeah, they didn't release, like, they only released the ones to try and make me look bad, where I said, I'm sorry he got sent to jail and everything. Because the thing is, he had a horrible psychological hold over me. And also, with the whole thing that happened initially, it was like he was being taken in for having sex with 14-year-olds. And I didn't see any 14-year-olds there. So, you know, he was a master manipulator, and I just thought it was just better to be friendly with him. But like they say, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. And another thing I want to say is actions speak louder than words. Because, you know, I think in a weird way I was sort of trying to keep in touch so that one day we could expose them.
Sure, you're saying, which is normal, you were under a little bit of Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes. I was petrified of them. He also told me he worked for the CIA. I know you put up that story, the ad before about this, where people said he maybe worked for CIA. He told me he worked for the CIA. He told me he worked for the CIA. He said he had my family's name on a list. And he said that a girl accused him of rape, so he planted drugs in her apartment and had her sent to prison. So obviously as a girl from Africa, you know, and with my family, like, you know, I didn't have a lot of money or anything, and it was just very frightening being, these criminals are just so bad, basically. And there's so many other lies, like, you know, basically the way that they say that he was a math teacher at Dalton. Where are the students? Why is no one else no student spoken out and said, yes, he was my math teacher. I think we need to hear from one of his students, because was he really a math teacher?
Yeah, you're talking about before he was put on the trilateral. Before he was put on the trilateral commission at 30 years old, he worked for Bill Barr's father at a girls' school, and his and Bill Barr's dad was the deputy head of the OSS and then high-level CIA.
There we go, Bill Barr. Is he the one that wrote, like, the whole weird book? And, you
book
know,
about space Barr, aliens Bill raping Clinton. And murdering children, yeah.
Yeah. What's up with all the Bills, Alex? It's like we've got Bill Clinton, Bill Richardson, Bill Gates, Bill Barr, and Epstein looks like the guy on the dollar bill. You know what I mean? We need to look further into this, and that's what I've been trying to do is to try to expose them all. Because coming back from there, I wasn't okay. You know, it really messed me up badly. And that's also why I kept in contact with him over the years. I was very psychologically traumatized. And, you know, when I got the settlement money, I had time to step off the hamster wheel of work. And then I started researching more about
but
what they'd
done to me. But at first they said you didn't even know him. So yeah. It's what you said years ago is he was manipulating you. Now you know. This whole thing validates you. Instead, they release only select things. Years ago, when you're saying a few nice things, instead of all the emails you sent me and that you posted where you were in his face and he's telling you, send me nude photos again of you, and you said no.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I never sent any nude photos to him ever. So people can lie as much as they like. I never sent him any nude photos. And, you know, luckily I've got, like, a lot of the emails on
but
my
account.
See,
this is
account.
The DOJ turning it around on victims. So let's yeah. talk about what you went through when you said they held you hostage. Then I want to ask you about Anna Kasparian, because she came out. She came out and didn't show what I said on Patrick McDavid. Is that I was saying 10-year-olds he kidnapped were victims? No, I said some women were brought in as adults who aided and abetted it. And then now Anna Paulina Luna has seen the documents. She says indeed that's the case. Can you give me your take on the types of girls and women, and some that were willing, some that weren't, the different groups?
Of course. You're very right about that, because they made a lot of people complicit. Even when I was taken there, he offered me $2,000 for any young girl I'd bring to him. He offered me $4,000 a month if I would stay there and work with them. But I didn't want to be there, and I didn't want to get involved in anything like that. You know, the only illegal thing I've ever done in my life is smoke a joint. You know, I know weed's legal now, but I don't believe in criminal stuff. And, you know, I just... they tried to get me into their whole scheme, and, you know, I slowly but surely got away. It wasn't easy, and I'm just very grateful to still be alive. You know, it was just very hard edging away, and that's, you're so right on that, because that's why I used to sort of email him and be friendly, because I didn't want my family to be, I didn't want anything to happen to my family.
Well, listen, I love how the DOJ released selective stuff. I've read all these other emails you sent where you're telling him no and all this, but that's normal. That's what I'm saying. When somebody's been held captive, all this done to, threatens your family, of course there's emails. I've read them all where the ones that are public, they released the ones you sent out to me, where you're like, no, I'm not going to send you nudes. No, but I want to be friendly because he threatened your family. That's what happens. Most men roll over. Like the DOJ is in Stockholm Syndrome. Pam Bondi, I don't think, is involved. I don't think Cash Patel is. But they know if they go after them, they're going to come after them. So this is how they intimidate people.
You're right. So a lot of these people will be very frightened to actually do the right thing. And that's why people like you and I and many other people who are watching this, we're all going to do the right thing. Because you know, we have to. Because there's great strength in numbers. And like they say, control the media, control the mind. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, used to own the media. You know, it's quite clear that there's...
He owned the main UK media, like the majority owner. So the most newspapers, most TV stations. But do you feel good, white-pilled? I mean, that so much is coming out. I mean, as negative as this is and horrible to learn it, well, this is everywhere now. You've got the head of the World Economic Forum resigning, and I mean, and all these other resignations, and the king's brother next in line to the throne arrested.
They're not the real royal family. Sorry, they're not the real royal family. King Edward was, by the way.
I understand all the dynasty stuff, but my
I went, but we'll share stuff about that for everyone to listen.
Yeah, that's
to.
A whole other show. I get all that, but I'm saying, what do you make of all? Do you agree this is a big shakeup for the establishment?
Yes. And I think that we're really heading to a time of light. It's a time of light where vampires can no longer exist. Like you get short cycles of night and day like we have, but there are other cycles of night and day, and these bastards are going to be exposed. It's happening one by one, and amazing people like Alex and a lot of other cool people are here to expose us. People who really care. People who are going to fucking, sorry, I mustn't swear. People who are willing to put their lives on the line, for goodness. And thank you, Alex, you know, for everything you've done.
No, don't thank me anymore. We're all in this together. But you're right. There's night and day cycles. But in culture, there's times of darkness, times of light. We're coming into a time of light right now, I think is what you were saying. And the establishment is so scared. Here is Anna Paulina Luna, who's seen the documents, saying, no, some of these women are co-conspirators. This is what the Young Turks don't want you to know. Here it is.
What I will say is it has become very evident, even in the last 24 hours in lines of questioning, that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you know that President Clinton, as of right now, is cooperative and answering all of our questions, and that it leads me to believe that if we can remove the partisan nature of this investigation, we actually might be able to get justice. And so I will be calling on the Oversight Committee to bring in those four individuals that I just listed. We will continue to conduct the investigation and provide updates shortly for all of you.
In case you didn't see it, Juliette Bryant, she's now saying from the files she's seen and talking to Clinton, and we know Clinton's a bad guy, but he has been kind of the mark. He's kind of a bozo, actually, that he was the target of Mossad. And that now she's seen documents that indeed Bill Clinton was a target. You were around this. You saw this. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I read Epstein with Clinton. Clinton witnessed Epstein casting, the casting where I was sent there and everything. It also is quite clear, like, if you look into more information, apparently Clinton was involved with drug smuggling through Arkansas. You know, they've got a big body count. Apparently, you know, a lot of people they know have been found dead suspiciously, much like Kevin Spacey, much like Epstein.
I agree. The Clintons are as dirty as hell.
No. But
particularly,
I know
the Israelis targeted with Monica Lewinsky Clinton. From what you've seen, do you think there's... I think there is evidence, but what do you think about Epstein mainly being Mossad? We now know Mossad ran his security in New York. I think that's Mossad now. Ehud Barak had his own offices in there. Who do you think the hunted and the hunter was between Clinton and Epstein?
It's actually such a good question. It seemed more like Epstein was in control more than Epstein. I mean, more than Clinton.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, but that's an excellent question, because it seems like, you know, there's a lot of control. Like, as you're saying with Mossad, Epstein told me he worked at the CIA. Apparently, Robert Maxwell and Leslie Wexner were both involved in Mossad in the 80s. You know, Epstein worked with Wexner, and Ghislaine Maxwell's father is Robert Maxwell. So we just need to connect the dots. Because, you know, there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle, and there are a lot of missing pieces. But as we start to put things together, we can see more clearly what's been really going on.
All right, I've been asking my questions. You've been very gracious. But I remember hearing about you years ago. They're like, oh, she doesn't know him. She's a lie in the news. And I'd already seen your name in documents. I'm like, that's not true. And now they've released some documents where you were just being nice so he wouldn't kill your family, which I know that's how they operate. And then... he's like a bank robber. He's got you held hostage. And then all these ones are telling him, no, 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 that you released will go over. I want to give you the floor to say what you think about all this.
Well, I think that the narrative has been very much controlled. You know, the FBI, they tried to get me over there. They wanted to interview me in person. They arranged me a visa. But when I wasn't able to travel there, they no longer wanted to interview me, which is very suspicious.
Oh, yeah. We need you physically here. We don't want to actually talk to you.
Yes. Yeah, did they want to kill me? Did they want me to sign a contract? Or
well, let's be clear, they wouldn't kill you. They would just...
Well, my soul not for
somebody
sale.
Else would do it. Sorry,
you know, that's the thing. My soul will never be for sale. And that's why I'm here fighting. I don't... If this costs me my life, fine. I'm going to do this for the right of the world. And I'll do it for goodness. You know, I'm fighting for people here. So, yeah, sorry. Thanks, Alex.
No, I interrupted. It's just so much. I'm going to shut up. Well, let me go to the next segment. Stay there. Just, I'm going to shut up. My brain blows up when you say this. When you said that, I didn't know this. They wanted you in person. You said, no, I'll do it on Zoom or whatever. They said, no, that is so suspicious. Repeat what you just said.
I've got all the email evidence. They never interviewed me, the bastards. They wanted to fly me there. But they, you know, they didn't want to do it on Zoom. So yeah, let's have a break because I need a puff of a sticky.
We're gonna go break in a few minutes. But what FBI office was it? That's key to know if they were good guys or bad guys.
Well, the woman's name was Angela Jackson. I've got the email trace of it and everything. It was arranged through the Boyce lawyers. You know, David Boyce. Those were the lawyers that were representing me. The ones that I was told to get in touch with. You know, because when all of this stuff started coming out. And I didn't even want to speak out because I'd been so traumatized from everything. But,
do you know who those lawyers are? Do you know who that law firm is now?
What about them?
Say the name of the law firm again.
The Boyce firm, David Boyce, Sigrid McCauley was, representing me. David Boyce, you know, apparently he's the man who ate Microsoft. He had Bill Gates on the stand a few years ago. There was so I think they're after Bill Gates. But what we've got to realize is that there are many, you know, it seems like these evil people are fighting each other. Because when I did more research, I realized that David Boyce, the lawyer who was representing me, was at Yale at the same time as Clinton. Just a year apart, both studying law. You know, there are also photographs of David Boyce having dinner with Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein. So it's been very frightening for myself and other victims when, you know, the people who are supposed to be representing us, you know, are speaking to these other people and like, as we know, the Skull and Bone Society through Yale from the research I've done, it seems like they all look out for each other. Like people in positions of power, presidents, judges, people in police services, the media, they all work together and they look out for each other. And I think that's the system that we're breaking right now, Alex, is, you know, this is bullshit.
I agree. We're going to break in a few minutes and you can have your cigarette. Hell, smoke it on air. Who cares? We're not politically correct here. We love tobacco. The point is that anything you want to say, I want you to say it because you've been vindicated. People don't know. They used to say years ago you weren't even a victim. They now admit this. So that's got to be at least a good positive for you.
It's been a huge relief with all the information coming out, but it's also, I've never been so sad to be right because, you know, I knew that I realized they were taking my eggs and just how deep it goes. It's been very painful. And that's why the whole charity course has actually really helped take my mind off it because it's been really painful. And I've never been so sad to be right. But
darling, you know, Juliet, when you were on a year ago or so the first time, you said, I know this sounds crazy. I said 18 years ago they were doing cloning and taking eggs because I know these other, it's all the same cult. I knew that. Peter Nygaard's in prison for it. When we come back, let's talk about, just say it. They get you in the laboratory, you wake up, what do you see? Because this is what other people are saying. And I'm telling you, these are mad scientists. And now they're, you know, the Attorney General believes there are dead bodies buried at Zora Ranch. They have a bunch of witnesses that don't know each other that saw the same stuff. And now they found emails of Epstein bragging about it that matches the witnesses.
Yeah, and finally, I'm so glad that the truth's coming out, you know? But I mean, Alex, and thank you for fighting for justice.
Please stop. Listen, thank you. Thank me for fighting people that want to destroy us?
I know how they've lied about you. I saw the whole Sandy Hook thing. People told me, you know, you were fighting for justice and... You know,
they just made up stuff I didn't do and raised $300 million off me. All DOJ, all insane. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, when you fight for justice, I suppose demons will come for us, right? But people like you keep me safe, and I'll always keep you safe too, I promise. And I'm sending so many angels to protect you and your team. And just thank you so much for, you know, fighting for justice because it's been horrible, all of it.
Well, thank you. I know the angels are here. Believe me. It's quite the adventure. All right. Well, let's come back and talk about Zorro Ranch. You wake up on the laboratory table when we come back, folks. This is the real world, okay? And she said this, you know, a decade ago, and now it's come out. Medical labs under there, medical labs everywhere. And there's all these other witnesses, too. This is real, folks. And Peter Nygaard's in prison for this right now. Stay with us back in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA Revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Get up, stop.
screams in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead. Can't I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
But we're already there. Now the Great Awakening is here. Juliet Bryant, a real, confirmed in the documents, victim that was not part of the operation. We had a great interview the last 20, 30 minutes, but I was breaking a lot of stuff, bringing in a lot of questions. I want to give you the floor right now to just talk about whatever you want, stream of consciousness, where this is going, what you think the effect of this is going to be, all the documents about global government, the WEF, all the resignations, false King of England, as you say, his brother being arrested, the ambassador of the U.S. being arrested. What do you see coming?
Well, let me just tell you something. You know that Victoria Harvey woman who's been, like, bashing the victims? She actually just sent me an email just, like, an hour before our interview started. So I'm going to look at it, you know. But I'll share it with you. Just a sudden email.
And describe who she is. Isn't she she's the former...
She's Lady Victoria Scurvy. I mean, Hervey.
The former girlfriend of Prince Andrew.
Mm, yeah, her. So she emailed me and she sort of, I don't know, I'll share it with you. But there's obviously been a lot of weird stuff going on here, and there have been a lot of lies. Like, as we saw with the DOJ releasing the files, they weren't supposed to release victim files, but they released my emails. But I'm actually glad they did. Because also then I was told to email the boys' lawyers and tell the DOJ to take the emails off that they released of mine. So I did do that because I was told to do that. But, you know, luckily the JML server saved them all. And also I've got them all on my phone too. So basically with the DOJ release, there have been a lot of lies. Other frightening things that have happened, Alex, is I've had other...
What did Prince Andrew, disgraced, Tiff Rock, kicked out of the family and arrested? What did his girlfriend send you?
She just said that basically she thinks that me and the other girls were mind controlled, and she's like trying to be friendly, basically, which I was quite surprised about. And, you know, I've actually met that woman before. She doesn't remember meeting me because she's obviously a bit dumb. But I didn't meet her through Epstein. I met her, you know, I had a boyfriend in New York after this, you know, and I you know, not related to Epstein, I hope. But, you know, and I've got a lot of friends, and I've been invited to places. I mean, in Saif Gaddafi, you know, that man who was recently assassinated, he also...
Well, she's been doing an apology tour for Prince Andrew, but attacking Epstein.
Well, I think they all need to answer, right? They need to answer for what's going on. And I think that more and more light's being shed on this. And I think the more that people like you and other amazing people speak out, the better. You know that there's great strength in numbers, because there's obviously been a lot of lies going on here. And, you know, I'm just very grateful to be alive, to be honest. And just thank you for keeping me and others safe. Because, you know, the mainstream media hasn't wanted to interview people about this. But finally, recently, I've had a lot of mainstream media trying to interview me, like Sky News and BBC News and CBS. Is that right? And, you know, and Al Jazeera. So I just think the more light we shed on this, better. And like I said, I've got the evidence proving what I'm saying. You know, and I never worked with them at all. I didn't want to be involved in all of that. I was just very, very frightened at them. And I'm just really, really grateful that things are coming to light, because it makes me feel safer, because I've been frightened for a long time. Like, I can't even take my little boy to the beach, Alex. It's too frightening for us to even go to the beach. That you know, we've had too many weird incidents happen with my tires being slashed, being followed. But I live in a security estate, and I've got Doberman dogs, and I'm, you know, and I've got people like you and others helping. So just thank you so much, because they're lying.
Hey, we're all this together. Please stop thanking me. I appreciate you. So what do you make? I'm sure you've seen it. The emails about sex slaves delivered to the Hyatt. One piece of pizza for seven people, walking the beef jerky up, sending it to labs, buying babies. I mean, the DOJ says there's no evidence of crime. This isn't even coded now. The media tries to focus on grape soda and cheese pizza. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I know they took my eggs.
Yeah, let's start over there. I remember before the break. So tell people about Zorro Ranch. Take your time here. We got time. What you remember, and then you wake up, take your time. Tell us what happened. I know it's hard, but tell us.
Well, thank you so much. When I was taken to Sorrow Ranch, when Michael Bay was there, also I was introduced to him, which, the movie producer who made the movie The Island about cloning, and Epstein was boasting he was there. And then on that night I went outside, Epstein said we're all going to watch this movie, The Rock, with Nicolas Cage, was it Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery? And it was a Michael Bay movie because Epstein was like boasting that Michael Bay was there. And then when I went outside to have a cigarette, basically, I got locked out of the house, and then I saw like a UFO in the sky. It was definitely a UFO. There's nothing else it could have been. And then, I've got this weird memory waking up in a lab with six people in hazmat suits around me and a female doctor, and I was naked and paralyzed and my eyes open, and it was very, very scary. And then, the woman, the female doctor came near my head and she said, don't worry, everything's okay. And then I was out again. But, I've been trying to speak about all of this for a long time and people didn't understand. And I'm just so grateful that more light's coming out and that,
let's slow down here. Did she verbally say, you said you heard her in your head, telepathy. The female doctor says everything's okay. I mean, elaborate on that.
Yeah, she said everything's okay. And then she came near me and then I was out again. And, also recently they said that Epstein had, like, these plants he was using to sort of, like, put people under sedation, like zombie plants.
Scopolamine.
I've only seen all that recently. Chris Hansen.
Yeah, well, you said this years ago they paralyzed you. Now there's a bunch of emails about scopolamine that's used to paralyze people. Do you know that? You know that, right?
Well, please share it with me because, the more information that we can look into, the better. But I just know that something very weird happened to me there. I don't do drugs. And, there have been times in the past, obviously after Epstein, when I was in such a mess where I slipped up and I tried drugs after Epstein.
Sure, go back. So you're outside at night. Well, what did the UFO look like?
It was like a triangle formation. It was like three lights, like one, two, three. And then the light started like spinning and then it like came closer and then it like zoomed off. It was definitely like, nothing that I've ever seen in my life before. It was definitely, I would say like a UFO or something. I mean, like I've said also before, I saw Epstein shapeshift into like a demon, like alien.
Take your time. Tell that story. Where were you? What happened?
It was like the first time when I was taken to the island. The one time when I was taken in Epstein's bedroom, what happened is like, when he orgasmed and I looked away and I looked at him and then it suddenly wasn't him anymore. It was like another creature with like a big head and big black eyes. And I got such a fright. And then I didn't say anything, obviously. I looked away and then I looked back and it was him again. So it wasn't like someone transforming like the Incredible Hulk. It was just like something very, very weird that happened that I swear on my life that this happened. And I'd like to be lie detected. Maybe you can help me get lie detected. Because, no one else.
You don't have to tell me. I've seen it. I'll leave it at that. So big head kind of like this and big eyes, right? Big mouth.
Yeah. His head went like big, like this. And then there were these big black eyes. Like each eye was like very big, like that, like, on each side.
It's like a gray alien, but even bigger.
Let me just go back. So his head was like this big, and then he had like these big black eyes, like on each side, and it was just very, very scary. And I've never, like I said, seen anyone turn into anything like that, but I saw it. I know what I saw. It's very hard for me to explain because if someone else told me this, I wouldn't believe.
Sure. So a lot of people that have this happen to see this. So what happened? Do you remember what happened right after?
After that, I was just sent out of the room, and because what used to happen is he'd take me into the room and then he'd be like, "Okay, you can go now." And I never even saw his main bedrooms or anything like that. He took me into side rooms. And, another weird thing is I never saw Epstein go in the water. I never saw him swim or go in the sea or swim in his pools. He had all these, like, beautiful swimming pools and the island and the water, but I never saw him going in the water. But he did used to go shower after he took me in the room, and I always thought, well, maybe it's because he thought I was, like, dirty and horrible or something. I don't know.
How long or how many times were you at the island?
I think two times. It might have been three, but that's a good question because I've got everything like written down here. They took me to the island. They took me to New Mexico, Palm Beach, New York, Paris. So
You've already talked about drugging, and now it's confirmed. He sent you all these emails. Were you drugged, do you think, everywhere you went?
I don't know, because I think I would have felt if I'd been drugged. You know what I mean? I mean, unless they've got drugs that are, like, so weird that you don't really know you've been drugged. Because, you know, I've had my drinks spiked after that. Like, you know, I was taken to LA. But the thing is, I'm not sure, like, what they're capable of. But the thing is, I do know that very weird things happen, and I do know that they took my eggs, and I do know that they're all going to die for it one by one.
So when you say they took your eggs, was that during the medical experiment?
Yes. Epstein gave me a pelvic exam before I was sent home from there. There's a lot of weird stuff that went on. I used to have a lot of nightmares after I got back. I was hospitalized 10 times with panic attacks. I used to see, like, apparatus on top of me, and I'd have panic attacks. And I know that those bastards did more to me, and that's why I'm not going to stop until they get caught one by one.
Do you think maybe Epstein was just like this might have been like an alien base or something? I mean, who knows now? It's just like...
Well, Alex, what I'm even starting to wonder is maybe Epstein was a clone. Like, if they can clone people, they could have created... Like, his penis was like this big. Let me just put my finger here to show you.
Yeah, they say... Yeah, the way they know women told the truth before is it's deformed like an egg, right?
So let me just find where my camera is. It was like this big. It was very, very small. So, I mean, he did obviously try sexually abuse me, and he did sexually abuse me, of course. He also used to try to teach me how to give him a blowjob. He said I must lick it like a lollipop. Sorry. That's so horrible. Sorry.
Don't feel bad. It's all right. We're all adults here. We're getting over this. Don't feel ashamed. But no, that's what the women say, is he had deformed penis like a small egg. Is that accurate?
Yeah. It was a very small penis, and what he was mainly trying to do was trying to force orgasms from me. So someone even said maybe he was doing sex magic because he had, like, I'd never even had an orgasm before I was taken there. You know, I was young. I'd only ever had two boyfriends before that. And he was, like, trying to force orgasms, and it was very weird. And that's also what led me to believe that, the egg thing. And also, before I was sent home from New Mexico, he gave me, like, a pelvic exam and, like, you know, felt my insides and my stomach in a very weird way. And, yeah, it's obviously when I came back from there, I was shattered, and I just realized that it was just better to be friendly to them because I was petrified. But then when everything started coming out and I was awarded the settlement money, it gave me time to step off the hamster wheel of life and to do more research and find out what they'd really been doing. And, you know, the more I looked into it, the darker it got. And then I realized I had to start sharing everything with others.
Well, you've done a great job doing that. Have you seen how the head of the WEF had to resign for setting up a secret world government with Epstein? He was on the Trilano Commission board.
There he is in water. Sorry, Alex. I don't understand that photo of him in water. I don't believe that because I never saw him in water, and that doesn't even look like him properly. I think that's a fake photo that you... I mean,
looks like AI. But my point is that...
Yeah, I don't believe that.
My point is that... Is that he was way more...
When I saw that photo, I was like, hey, there he is in water. Sorry.
But I'm saying he was way more powerful than I even thought. Like, he was David
Rockefeller. Well, you know, water is magical.
It is.
You know, like, Jesus turned water into wine. Moses parted the seas. Water is magical. Control the water, control the people.
Well, the thing is, witches can't get in water, yeah. But the point is
well,
that...
Witches. Yeah, well, they burn witches melt,
yeah. But the point is, that's the... It's the archetypal metaphor. What I'm saying is, do you know it's come out that he was really the head of the Toronto Commission?
Oh, the head of what, Alex?
It turns out he was basically the head of the Toronto Commission. He was David Rockefeller's stand-in in the documents now.
Yes. Well, of course. You know, and that's another, it's weird because even a girl I know who married a Rockefeller wanted to do a documentary with me recently. But, you know, I've learned to just stay away from people who are involved in these circles. You know, because, yes.
So how powerful was Epstein from what you know? Because I thought he was like a super gopher. Now we're learning, as Rockefeller got old and stuff, he kind of took charge of the U.S. arm of the Rothschilds. He sent out a Rothschild, the representative. They now admit he was like the representative. So how did this guy get chosen to do this at age 30 by Bill Barr?
Yeah, exactly. And he was born in Coney Island. Like, you know, how is he actually involved? It's very peculiar. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, that amazing man, Eric Weinstein, made an interview saying that Epstein was a construct. And I think that's something very important to look into, a construct. What does a construct mean?
It's basically a public image, but he's a...
Or
he himself can be a construct, meaning he's like... But it means it's not real. Not authentic.
Yeah, we've all been lied to, you know, like they cloned Dolly the sheep in 1996. 1 year later, Bill Clinton, who I met Epstein with, banned federal funds being used for human cloning. That doesn't mean that human cloning was banned. It means that federal funds weren't being allowed to be used for it. So people could do it privately. There were also amazing people on 60 Minutes or BBC, I can't remember, who did interviews about human cloning. You know, there's also that man, Rael, that dodgy man who was...
Out of France, yeah, so in South Korea. So you're saying, are you implying you think Epstein was like a clone?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't rule it out, basically.
Well, he was like, obsessed with cloning. I first broke it like 18 years ago, and all sorts of buying babies before their term, like Nygaard draining their blood. Did you ever hear anything about that?
No, you know, obviously all these years later, I've realized that how dark it goes. I didn't see anything like that. And like I said, if I did, I would have literally gone and killed them myself. I would have risked my life, you know, cause to protect children, because that's what I believe in is goodness. You know, a lot of it was hidden from me. I was very much taken there and used. But, you know, sometimes I wonder if Epstein almost planted things in a way so that this could all be exposed. Like, you know, I've got photographs from there because there were disposable cameras left in the kitchen. And, you know, I didn't have a camera. I couldn't afford a camera. But because I took these disposable cameras and took some photos just so I could show my mum where I'd been and everything, I've got photos and I've got evidence. And, you know, I wish I knew more, but I think that's, you know, what we're all coming together to do is we all speak together and we put the pieces of the puzzle together. I mean, I do know that these people are incredibly evil. I know that they've lied, much like the DOJ with the emails. They've lied about everything. And I just think that, you know, we have great strength in numbers, and these people in positions of power need good people in power, because it's too much having people hurt like this.
No, I totally agree, but here's the deal. Everybody's listening to this, and Trump says we control time and space. You see all the stuff going on in the sky. You see all the super science. You see thousands of emails about sex slaves and babies we're buying. I mean, everybody focuses on grape soda and pizza. It's obvious codes, but most of this is even codes. So when you get down to this, this is all coming out. It is totally wild. It's like a coming of age for everybody. And vindication for you, because you're all over the emails now they've released. At least you say you weren't even involved. Is it far-fetched?
I'm all into codes. What about the codex? Sorry, you know, Bill Gates bought the codex for like $34 million in the 90s. That was Da Vinci's work. Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, no, he bought that, yeah.
Yeah, so the answer to the
about codex alimentarius.
No, I'm all into codes. And I live backwards is evil, lived backwards is devil.
Sure. So what did you think of the blackboard that they've now decided is a black magic code to enslave and kill humanity? Like, it's been decoded. AI decoded it. Three different AIs decoded it. It is the code to enslave and destroy humanity as payment to aliens to give the priests that do it entree to go to the next level.
Yeah, You mean the board behind him when he wrote his name incorrectly? Well, it's quite clear that it's a big lie, you know, but as far as like aliens, demons, angels, whatever, you know, I believe in goodness, and I do believe that there are good energies out there that are here to help us. I know that there are, because I believe in angels and good energy. And unfortunately, things in the world have been very much controlled by a demon energy for a long time, it seems. And I just think that the more of us that wake up and start spreading more information to wake people up, you know.
No, that's where I was going, exactly. Like, as negative as discovering this is, no one can deny we're in the age of discovery and revelation now. Clearly the tide's turning. Do you agree with that?
Yes. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's one of my favorite songs by Florence and the Machines. You know, shake the devil off, shake it off, shake it off. Sorry. And I just really do believe that times of good are coming. Like we were saying earlier, you get night and day in short cycles. You also get night and day in long cycles. Much like they burnt all the witches in 1430, then Bonfire of the Vanities, they burnt a lot of books. They burnt a lot of our history. 1600s, you had the Medici family running things. You know, Donatello and Raphael and Michelangelo, all the Ninja Turtle names, you know, reptile names, you know, all the artists were working for these guys. And basically we've been lied to about a lot of history is what I want to say.
Well, I agree. Here are some of the emails, both released by the DOJ and released by you. What's overhead shot is to get these on record. People can find that on your ex account, no, Juliet sure. Bryan. Very, very important. So this is all just, you know, good to get out there for everybody. But yeah, definitely the establishment is not happy. Definitely the establishment is not in a good place right now. And we have the initiative. You know, we have the initiative right now, and they don't.
You're completely right. This is our chance to catch them. This is our chance to make things fair for people. Because, you know, people like you and I, we don't like seeing people suffering. Also, why are people starving when there's an abundance of air, earth, water, and seeds? You know, as people have been controlled, and also like with the vaccines that Bill Gates was putting out, you know, apparently Epstein and Bill Gates were orchestrating COVID. And actually, let me talk a bit more about that, because, you know, when I was taken there, it was just after 9/11, and I was like quite nervous, obviously, about the way the world was going. And Epstein used to have the news channel on. So one day I said to him, what's going to be coming in the world? You know, is something bad coming? And Epstein told me, this was in 2002. He said to me, something bad will come in 2020. Like he said, in about 20 years, something bad is coming. And the best thing you can do is keep physically strong. So I thought, okay, it must be a tidal wave or something, and I've got to be strong, like so I can swim away. I didn't realize that he was talking about the virus, but basically he very much told me about the virus that they were going to be putting out on people. And also the virus is very much the mind in a way. You know, it's like the cell disease that Nostradamus predicted long ago. You know, a lot of us are on cell phones, and you know, the thing is to just realize that we've been lied to, and just look after your families and do the right thing. Be good people, because things are about to change a lot, and goodness is coming.
You know, totally agree. We're out of time. The War Room's coming up now with Harrison Smith. Remember, the only way we're on the air is your support. TheAlexandStore.com. Juliet Bryant. Juliet Bryant on X. Instagram. Juliet Bryant. God bless you. Let's talk again very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Say my love to Harrison. He's so cool. Love you guys.
Harrison's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whole
so
crew's
much.
Great. All right. Great job of the crew. Huge 4-hour broadcast. Wow. Over the top powerful. Now it's up to all of you to share those links. Balls in your court, folks. God bless you.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.